news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's the Republican version of the Triple Crown. Voters have not only chosen a GOP president and a Republican-led Senate, but now...
Republicans have won enough seats to control the U.S. House. A House Republican victory in Arizona, alongside a win in California, gave the GOP the 218 House victories that make up the majority.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer, President-elect Trump wants Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. That sets the stage for what could be a highly contentious confirmation fight.
Mr. Trump said in a statement on Truth Social, quote, Matt is a deeply gifted and tenacious attorney who has distinguished himself in Congress through his focus on achieving desperately needed reform at the Department of Justice. Trump said that Gaetz would, quote, end weaponized government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore America's badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. Mr. Trump also nominated former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to head the intelligence community. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And Gaetz has resigned his congressional seat. It was cordial, respectful, President-elect Trump's visit to the White House the other day.
The scene here was far different than the one in 2020 when then-President Trump did not invite then-President-elect Biden to the Oval Office for a courtesy visit after the election. This time around, despite a campaign that featured harsh words between the two men, they sat next to each other and exchanged pleasantries. The president promised to ensure an orderly transition, and the president-elect expressed his thanks for the welcome.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Republicans have elected South Dakota Senator John Thune as the next Senate Majority Leader, and Senator Marco Rubio, Mr. Trump's pick for Secretary of State. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures modestly higher. Dow futures are up 33 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 4, and the S&P futures better by 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good Thursday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
BW Parkway, a little busy already southbound, and most of that is around Arundel Mills, Route 100, the airport cutoff down to Route 32. But nothing major. The northbound side is clear right now at 197. We're looking at you live here with the camera on the outer loop of the Beltway, right at the bridge at I-70, moving well down towards Route 40. JFX is light, both the tunnels with the lanes open right now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds this morning, rain heading our way by the afternoon, and temperatures still cool, 53. Tomorrow's dry will turn out partly cloudy, 56. Saturday, sunshine and warmer, 63 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, it begins to look like autumn. Aberdeen, 35 degrees right now. Ellicott City has 34 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Stouffer Legal, where you can sign up for one of Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshops at planbaltimore.com or simply call them at 410-645-PLAN. That's 410-645-7526. Budget analysts say Maryland is facing a $2.7 billion deficit in the next fiscal year. That begins July 1st of 2025. A five-year outlook was presented at the Spending Affordability Committee briefing yesterday. I'm sorry, that's Tuesday, rather. And it projects that the state will only bring enough revenue for 84% of the expenses that are planned through 2030. Federal judge has again denied a request to modify the home detention sentence of former Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Attorneys were seeking permission for a curfew so Mosby could leave her home between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. and travel for her new job. In court Wednesday, the judge questioned the validity of the job requirements, adding that the U.S. Probation Office is currently unable to confirm that Mosby's position is lawful or legitimate. Baltimore jury has convicted a 19-year-old on charges related to a pair of shootings that left two dead, six wounded last year. Jabre Griffith was found guilty on two counts of first-degree murder, six counts of attempted first-degree murder, and firearms offenses. Acquitted of a conspiracy to commit murder, though, he shot six people in the 2800 block of Edmonton Avenue in March of 2023, killing one of them, and he then killed a man and wounded another on York Road about 24 hours after the first shooting. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
What if your child's friend was seriously injured playing in your backyard? What if a jury decides that you had failed to make the area safe or that you had failed to properly supervise the children's activities? Would your homeowner's insurance cover a lifetime of medical bills and custodial care? Or if you cause an automobile accident resulting in serious personal injuries or a death, would your auto insurance cover the entire loss? Homeowners and automobile insurance can always come up short, leaving your assets at risk. Wouldn't you feel better knowing that your life's work is completely protected no matter what? Learn how a family asset protection plan can make you Stouffer Legal safe. It's easy, convenient, and more affordable than you might think. View an online estate planning webinar, then request your free consultation with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Don't go another day wondering if you're all set. Make your family Stouffer Legal safe. Start by visiting PlanBaltimore.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
2 days of practice down and two to go as the Ravens and Steelers get set to renew this great rivalry. This will be Mark Andrews' 10th game against Pittsburgh.
You know, it's a game of a lot of tradition, a lot of great games, a lot of close games, and two teams that fight against each other, and it's an exciting one. It's one of the best rivalries around.
Andrews has had some big games against Pittsburgh, including both last year, catching a combined 15 passes for 165 yards. Injury update, only Kyle Hamilton and Kyle Van Noy were DNPs yesterday for Baltimore. Seven Steelers were DNP, including running back Najee Harris and defensive tackle Cam Hayward. Linebacker Alex Smith has already been ruled out for this game. Caps and Maple Leafs last night in D.C.
Ovechkin fires, stepping out on the angle. Lowell made the save. It's bounced ahead. Breakaway chance for Tavares. From the bad angle, he scores. Toronto comes all the way back from 3-1 down in the final 6 minutes.
A goal was for John Tavares, the game winner. Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. The Leafs are good. Second in the Atlantic behind the defending champ Panthers. They beat the Caps last night 4-3. And that was some performance by Victor Wembanyama last night. The 7 foot. Sorry about that. The 7'3" center pours in a career-high 50 points as the Spurs beat the Wiz 139-130. Coming up at 6:35, the Mountain West Conference is taken to court. And that is Stein on Sports.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way, too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of
of the morning to you. Welcome back. It is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Maryland's wake-up call here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, Thursday, November 14, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Join the conversation, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And, of course, your top stories coming up in this hour. Maryland's spending addiction leads to a nearly $3 billion budget deficit.
Well, all those additional spending pressures are leading to spending growing much faster than the revenues.
What do you do when you lose your place? Well, you keep repeating the same phrase over and over and over again.
Teaching is not what Jill does. It's who she is. And I mean that. And I mean it sincerely. One of the most important efforts of our presidency. And I mean it. I used to say, and I mean it sincerely, it's who she is. And I mean that.
President-elect Trump continues to make interesting cabinet picks, and if this is not proof that he truly, deeply wants to drain the swamp, I don't know what is. Yesterday, he dropped a Moab, the mother of all bombs, on Maine Justice, with nominating Congressman Matt Gaetz as the Attorney General of the United States. And then Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence, along with John Ratcliffe over at the CIA and others. The Gaetz thing is setting the left's hair on fire. They don't get it. This really is remarkable. And why is Gaetz, I think, such a great pick? Because Gaetz was targeted by the Justice Department himself.
Yeah.
He endured the smears and the lawfare that Donald Trump had to go through. So Trump has a simpatico in Matt Gaetz. And Matt Gaetz, I went back a number of hearings where he absolutely is interested in reforming the Justice Department. He loves the Justice Department when it's doing things properly, constitutionally. That's what he wants to return it to. And for all these people, for all these lefties, and already we've got Republicans like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski saying he's not going to get it. Well, we'll educate you about the recess appointment a little bit later on. But Sean Davis put it out well on X yesterday. He said, every swamp rat crying about Gaetz did not lift a finger while DOJ was running an illegal coup after illegal coup against our elected government from 2016 to 2020. They didn't say a word when DOJ illegally seized the phones of Congressman Scott Perry,
yeah,
or Representative Andy Ogles. They were quiet as a church mouse when the DOJ illegally spied on Trump. They were nowhere to be found when the DOJ hatched and ran the entire fake kidnapping plot against Gretchen Whitmer. They did nothing when the DOJ allowed violent threats against Supreme Court justices continue. And they did nothing when it came to the Fed's erection, the DOJ J6 op, which we're still waiting on the Inspector General, his report. So to everyone in Washington and in this state crying about Matt Gaetz, you are the reason he is necessary.
Now, can I point out, by the way, that these people, Collins and et cetera, they had no problem confirming Merrick Garland.
Yeah.
Really?
No, they didn't.
So if you could somehow pull yourself to letting that guy, quote, run the shop, you should have no problem whatsoever with this
finally,
guy.
Finally, yeah. He's serious about draining the swamp. You can see by these picks, Hegseth over at DOD, he is serious about draining the swamp, and he's got the people that have the stones to do it. In fact, I think Matt Gaetz has balls of steel.
I have no idea how to follow this. It could be that's why he walks funny, yeah. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Yeah, there's a hardware store. Joke about the same thing.
That's yes, exactly right.
But never mind. Right, let me clear that out of my
please.
Thoughts. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Oh, my. Outer loop is already a little bit slow from 95 up the hill towards New Hampshire Avenue and then going around eventually to the Mormon Temple. I don't see anything in the roadway there. I'm looking at the camera in Georgia Avenue, and they're starting down the hill. Everybody's fine. Just the morning back up there. BW Parkway, pretty active. Coming up through Powder Mill Road, 197. Southbound was already busy. The Beltway west side, I think, in about 20 minutes, half an hour or so, will start to back up towards 795. Right now, it's still okay through there. JFX is quiet. The interstate coming into the Beltway, 95 from the northeast.
83-795-I-70. You're all in good shape. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be a cloudy start to the day, and then we're expecting some scattered showers a little bit later on this afternoon, 53. Chance of rain continues overnight. Dry by tomorrow, partly cloudy, 56. Warming up Saturday, sunny, and 63. And right now we're looking at 37 and cloudy in Pikesville, 40 downtown in Baltimore City. Time for some one-liner news. Chairman Joe welcomed President-elect Trump to the White House on Wednesday. We understand it was the first step towards a peaceful, orderly, and very awkward transfer of power.
Welcome. Have a seat.
Yeah. Melania did not attend. Apparently she was worried about getting her hair sniffed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you see that picture of Kamala and Jill sitting together? Man, if looks could kill.
Oh, yeah, at Arlington National Cemetery the other day.
Oh, man.
Did not shake her hand, didn't even acknowledge her presence. Yeah. There is pure venom there. Yeah. He'll have no fury than a scorned woman, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Mark Longo, he's the owner. Remember Peanut, the pet squirrel?
Yes.
That was euthanized by Kathy Hochul's goons. Says he's planning a very big lawsuit against the state of New York for euthanizing his pet squirrel.
He's going after big money, not peanuts, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it'll look like peanuts' cheeks during nut gathering season when he's done, I'm sure. The genetic testing company 23andMe is on the verge of going out of business.
Really?
Yeah. The company's CEO, Ann Wojcicki, said that she had business success in her DNA, but apparently that may not have been true. Chuck Whitaker is looking to barter the company, calling it 23andMe too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows? He could do testing on a bunch.
I think that'd be a pretty steady business, actually.
It would be 23andMe and 2-for-1.
You're right. Producers of the James Bond film franchise have confirmed the next 007 will be a man in his 30s. So Bond is going to be a millennial. And apparently his drink will be High Noon, passion fruit, not pineapple.
Yes.
Airbnb has teamed up with Paramount Pictures to promote Gladiator 2. Mm-hmm. Now you can rent out the actual Colosseum in Rome to live out your own Gladiator fantasies. I can just see the review now on Airbnb, right? It's like, this place was a little old and it was falling apart.
Yes. I think we should do a road trip there. Take the sales department.
Give them a Yelp.
I'll go to our corners and then run out to the middle.
What's the review on Yelp?
I think some of them actually were gladiators.
No seal in the windows.
Recent podcast interview. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the food on Trump's campaign plane was poison. He said the stuff that Trump eats is like really, really bad. When Trump was outraged, he's now going to skip over Bobby Kennedy Jr. at HHS and put Colonel Sanders in place.
That's right. That'll teach him.
That's right. During an appearance on the Drew Barrymore show, Martha Stewart appeared very uncomfortable when Drew got a little touchy-feely. I think the thing that really creeped her out was when she said, so what was it really like in prison? It is National Pickle Day.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a favorite pickle?
Yeah, dill kosher crisp. Yeah.
Okay. You like the dill kosher crisp?
Yep.
You don't like the bread and butter pickles?
Yeah.
Too sweet?
Too sweet.
Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah.
Chuck, I thought you liked the gherkins.
Excuse me?
You liked,
you know, next door to me for about 3 years.
Yeah, Sally Gherkin and her twin sister, Sally Gherkin.
Yeah.
The Gherkin twins. Yes, they did. They lived in Irvington. We looked them up.
Yeah. They lived on Yale Avenue.
Chuck went on a triple date once with them.
Yeah, the Gherkin sisters.
Dated a twin once, and one time they pranked me, and the other twin went out with me. I had no idea the entire evening. I'm glad I behaved well that night, because it would have been a hell of a lot of trouble if I hadn't.
Did you see that picture of the girl that had, she had pickle pizza, she had all kinds of stuff in a pear
pickle
or something.
Pizza?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
She had everything pickle, and an hour at she ate all of it.
Her she got sick.
She made her eyes were so puffy, it looked like she had been in a boxing match.
Yeah.
And they said she had an allergic reaction to some of the spices that were in the pickles.
Either that or way too much sodium in all of it.
Yeah, right.
She might have just neutralized all of it by putting pineapple on it as well.
Yeah.
That kills anything else. Yeah.
Or anchovy.
Yes.
Anchovies
nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't do the anchovies. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 620, 20 minutes after the hour. You can join us here. What are your thoughts on the Trump cabinet picks so far? Specifically, Matt Gaetz at the Attorney General. Now, they're all saying he's going to not be confirmed. Well, there's this process called recess appointment. So when the Senate is in recess, the president is allowed to make an appointment, and no confirmation is required. And that appointment is good for 2 years or until the next session of Congress convenes. So the first opportunity, if they don't have the votes for confirmation in the Senate, then Trump can appoint Gaetz through recess appointment. Let's say that happens the first month in January. He would be good until January of 27. So it would be a 2 year appointment.
Okay.
So that's how the recess appointment works. So, you know, get used to it. He's going to be the Attorney General.
One way or the other.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's done the proper way. All right, 620, 20 minutes after the hour. The Best in the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro.
I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Things went rather swimmingly yesterday at the White House.
Yeah.
You see all the Biden White House staffers come out to greet Trump, to see Trump?
No.
It was like a big celebrity was arriving at of course, it's unusual for them to see a president in the White House.
Particularly, most of them are working during nap time.
So here's something that's interesting. You know, they met and talked for about a little over an hour.
Yeah.
And so we don't know anything that was said. There was no readout or transcript. It was a private conversation. I'm wondering if the name Hunter Biden came up at all. Because Joe Biden says he is not going to pardon his son Hunter, who faces multiple legal challenges. And that decision aligns with his June statement, in which he said he pledged not to pardon or commute any sentence related to Hunter's legal issues. And so I'm wondering if he asked Trump if Trump would do it, so to get his son out of the out of legal problems.
Maybe they'll swap. It'll be Hunter Biden at the same time, all the J6 folks.
Yeah. Or if I were Trump, I would say, here's the deal. Joe, I will pardon your son if he tells me where all the money went.
Yeah. If I should say,
all the money that your family has made over the last however many years. This could be really fun. 6:23 here on the Morning Drive.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at just the normal buildups now on the west side. Outer loop in that area coming down now from 795 towards I-70. Very quick check through Annapolis. Doing fine right here at the Bay Bridge. We see all three of the green arrows westbound from there. And then we're clear over to the Severn River Bridge and still doing fine for the traffic at Ritchie Highway. And over here, just looking live, make sure we're okay. Doing fine at 50 at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You weather channel
report
forecast.
Brought to you as a service of Merit Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. And if you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. They have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloffice.com.
Oops, my bad. Sorry about that, Chuck. Cloudy today, 37 right now in Reisterstown, on our way to about 53 with scattered showers in the forecast right now, 36 in Forest Hill. So reaction pouring in now to the Matt Gaetz Moab. John Bolton has called it the worst presidential cabinet pick in history. So if Bolton hates it, I'm loving it. Okay? That's it right there. And Bill Hagerty, the senator from Tennessee, reacted to the pick.
They have completely weaponized the DOJ, going after parents at school board meetings. You think about going after the sitting president's opponent, his own political opponent, President Trump, while not being willing to prosecute people that are attempting to intimidate and threaten sitting Supreme Court justices at their homes.
Now, think about it for just a second. The DOJ and the FBI, they are not going to reform themselves. That ain't going to happen.
No.
They're too entrenched. So you have to appoint somebody that gets their attention. And Gaetz does that. And Senator Tommy Tuberville says that, look, elections have consequences.
I don't know. You're finding all the swamp creatures coming out right now. Everybody's got an opinion up here. But at the end of the day, President Trump was elected by an enormous vote. And he deserves a team around him that he wants. It's not us to determine that. We've got 53 votes in the Senate. We can confirm with 51.
Now, something that Gaetz has done, which is very interesting, is that he immediately resigned his office in the House, effective immediately.
Wow.
So two things that does. One, it the current ethics investigation that they have been using against him goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Can't use it, can't make it public, it's done, it's over. The second thing it does, it gives Speaker Johnson an opportunity to fill that seat quicker.
If we start the clock now, if you do the math, we may be able to fill that seat as early as January 3rd when we take the new oath of office for the new Congress. So Matt would have done us a great service by making that decision as he did on the fly. And so we're grateful for that.
Interesting.
There's another kind of, well, let's just play strategy here from Trump trying to get into his head. There's a possibility, okay, if there's an issue that they don't have the votes to confirm Gaetz, and the Senate declares itself not in recess, because Cthune could do that to thwart Trump. If he does that, then Ron DeSantis can appoint Gaetz to fill the Rubio seat in the Senate. So you still have a bomb thrower. You still have a guy that he's on the Senate Select Intelligence Committee. So there are options here. Senator Lindsey Graham says, look, the guy is qualified.
I think Matt Gaetz is very bright. I think he's qualified. He'll have a hearing, and he'll have some tough questions to answer. But to every Republican, please follow a process to give President Trump the ability to pick the people he thinks can do the job.
But you know the rhinos like Romney and Murkowski and Collins et al. You know that that's going to be a problem. That they're going to be an issue. So I would be mildly surprised if he gets through on the original first confirmation. We may have to see the recess appointment here. Senator Marco Rubio, by the way, who has been nominated for head up the State Department, he's going to be the Secretary of State. If confirmed, he reacted as well.
I think the president is entitled to his team, and he's made his appointments. And So I like Matt a lot. I know him very well, and I'm confident that if the Senate confirms him, he would do a good job.
I have mixed feelings about Marco Rubio. He's been a good conservative for the most part, but he's still part of the swamp. He's still part of the intelligence community. But it does get him off that Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and gets him away from that. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, we'll see. I've been pretty surprised by most of these two. And at first, maybe in my mind, I was still waiting for like a Rudy Giuliani or a Newt Gingrich or a Ben Carson. And he's not finished, so there could still be a place for them too. But it occurred to me that I think what Trump is doing is, because so many of us and MAGA have wondered, you know, as much as we love Trump and as superhuman as he seems, he won't live forever. And then we wonder what happens to the MAGA legacy, who's going to pick up the mantle. And because I think there's really not one clear person, and I don't even think Trump was saying J.D. Vance is that person. But notice the age of a lot of the people that he's picking in their 30s and 40s and early 50s. I think he's trying to give the best shot where he's giving all of these people a platform that are America first, that have been loyal to him and to the American people, and kind of He's not going to anoint someone or knight someone as his. I think, first of all, he thinks people, the MAGA voters, should choose it. But I think he's trying to do his best to elevate a whole generation of America First, hoping that that will give, you know, for decades to come, there'll be leaders to choose from for president and other high stakes. So I find it fascinating. I'm shocked. I shouldn't be surprised anymore with President Trump, but I think it's an interesting strategy.
Look, if they work, fine. If they don't, he'll fire them.
Yeah,
I mean, it's an easy business decision.
Yeah, I think you're right, and Kristen as well. I agree with you. I think here's the deal: these guys aren't there to write books,
right?
These guys are loyal.
Yeah.
They're America First. They're MAGA warriors, and let's face it, that's what the American people want.
Yes, we want fighters.
That's what they have. Fighters, exactly. They want warriors. They want fighters. They want. It's going to take a lot of cleanup here, and we're only like 30% through with the cabinet, so lots more to come up next. Next, the Biden greet and meet at the Trump White House and more. It's 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Federal judge has again denied a request to modify the home detention sentence of former Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Attorneys were seeking permission for a curfew so Mosby could leave her home between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. and travel for her new job. In court yesterday, the judge questioned the validity of the job requirements, adding that the U.S. Probation Office is currently unable to confirm that Mosby's position is, quote, lawful or legitimate. In May, Mosby was sentenced to a year of at-home confinement and 100 hours of community service after being convicted of perjury and mortgage fraud. Baltimore jury has convicted a 19-year-old on charges related to a pair of shootings that left 2 dead, 6 wounded last year. Jabray Griffith was found guilty on 2 counts of first-degree murder, 6 counts of attempted first-degree murder, and firearms offenses, acquitted of conspiracy to commit murder, though. He shot 6 people in the 2800 block of Edmondson Avenue in March 2023, killing one of them, and then killed a man and wounded another on York Road about 24 hours later. Federal grand jury has indicted 2 Maryland men for conspiracy to commit odometer tampering on 3 counts of securities fraud. 50-year-old Jerry Mathens of Laurel and 23-year-old Brayshawn Owens of Baltimore are accused of buying vehicles with high mileage, lowering the odometer reading on the titles, and rolling back the mileage on the vehicle. Vehicles were then sold to unsuspecting buyers who paid more than they would have had they known the actual mileage. And prosecutors in Harford County have now dropped felony charges against a Baltimore County police officer accused of child abuse. More details on that at the top of the hour. 6:32 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 843, pick 4, 7966. 6:33 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
895 now, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is now slowing after the O'Donnell Street ramp going into the tunnel, but the heavy traffic has arrived. And keep in mind, of course, 895 only has 2 lanes. Fort McHenry Tunnel, 4 lanes are open southbound. Everybody's good on 95 right now. The west side outer loop delay has arrived, and now we're solid. 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. One new wreck from Howard County. There may be some road blockage here on Route 32 at Burntwoods Road. That is south of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds this morning, rain heading our way by the afternoon, and temperatures still cool, 53. Tomorrow's dry will turn out partly cloudy, 56. Saturday, sunshine and warmer, 63 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So with all these one-score games the Ravens and Steelers play, seven of the last eight, could this, at the end of the day, come down to the kickers? Justin Tucker is the NFL's all-time leader in field goal percentage, but hitting it only 79% this season. Meanwhile, Steelers kicker Chris Boswell has been the league's best kicker over the last 2 years, hitting 52 of his last 55, that's 94.5%, including 12 of 14 from 50-plus. Here's John Harbaugh on Tucker.
I watch him in practice. I watch the practice tape, and he's doing great. You know, he's been kicking the ball super well. But he's had some of these that just haven't gone through for him, you know, and those are broken down, you know, inch by inch. That's what we do. Break them down inch by inch, and he's his own biggest critic for sure. So
here's the interesting thing about Tucker. As you know, the wins are tricky in Pittsburgh, but Tucker all-time in Pittsburgh, 28 for 29. The lone miss was back in 2012. Injury news, Isaiah Likely was back at practice yesterday, his first in 2 weeks. Kyle Hamilton worked on the side. Kyle Van Noy missed. The Steelers had seven out yesterday, including Najee Harris and Cam Hayward. Pass rusher Alex Highsmith has already been ruled out. Elsewhere in the NFL, 1 week is all that lasted. Talking about Joe Flacco was starting quarterback for the Colts. He's back on the bench now as the Colts turn back to Anthony Richardson. ESPN's Buster Olney reporting that the Orioles are one of seven teams that are in the trade market for White Sox pitching ace Garrett Crochet. The left-hander went just 6-12 for the historically bad White Sox last year, but his ERA was 3.58 and his whip was 1.07. Other teams in the hunt, stiff competition, Phillies, Padres, Yankees, Dodgers, Braves, Red Sox, and Mets. Caps made a move yesterday, sending a pair of draft picks to the Penguins and reuniting with veteran center Lars Eller. Eller helped the Caps win the cup back in 18. Meanwhile, on the ice,
Ovechkin fires, stepping out on the angle. Lowell made the save. It's bounced ahead. Breakaway chance for Tavares. From the bad angle, he scores.
John Tavares with the game winner. Joe Beninati had to call a monumental 4-3 Leafs. The final Ovi was held to one assist. NBA Spurs get 50 from Victor Wembanyama. Beat the Wiz 139-130. Elsewhere, Giannis pours in 59 as the Bucks beat the Pistons in OT. And the Cavs win their 13th in a row to start the season. Beat the Sixers in Philly, sixth NBA team in history to do that. The time now is 6:36 when we return. Volleyball players rising up in the West.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
The Mountain West Conference Women's Volleyball Tournament is getting set to start next week. And before that happens, 12 women's volleyball players have filed a lawsuit against the conference and its commissioner, along with officials at San Jose State University. The violations allege, suit alleges violations of the Title IX and their First Amendment rights, all stemming from the presence of transgender player Blair Fleming from the San Jose State roster. And here's the kicker to the story, guys. The plaintiffs, you would think, were only the opposing players from the opposing teams. Not true. The plaintiffs include San Jose co-captain Brooke Slusser, who's a teammate of Blair Fleming, as well as some former San Jose State players who have played with Blair Fleming. So this is an issue that's going to the courts now in terms of transgender rights in college sports.
Yeah, I'm wondering if if the Trump administration, if there's going to be a role for Riley Gaines and or maybe a Sage Steele or somebody that can address this issue of biological men playing in women's sports. But this would end very quickly if all the women just decided
to play.
I'm not playing.
But then they're not playing, and that's the problem. Like I was documenting the other day, seven games have been canceled, right? So that means, so times 19 players per roster, that means 133 girls have been denied the right to play.
Right, but if all of them did it, and they did it for, let's say, a couple of weeks, don't you think there would be an immediate reaction?
Yes,
They're not going to cancel a whole season. There's too much money at risk, and of course, opportunity for these women. But they would all have to be unified in their stance. So. We'll see.
I agree.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
We'll keep an eye on that. 6:39, 21 minutes for the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Joe Biden yesterday had a busy day. First, I had this classroom to career thing that went on. Joe Biden being Joe Biden. You know, it's a part of me feels so sorry for this guy because he really should stop making public appearances.
Boy, he looked happy yesterday, though.
Yeah, but he did.
He was smiling from ear to ear when Trump was there.
He was very glad, I think, that the show's about over. But he got off some, some repetitive comments, is the polite way of saying it, as he talked about his wife, Jill, and exactly who she really is.
You know, teaching is not what Jill does. It's who she is.
Uh-huh.
And I mean that. And I mean it sincerely.
You mean that?
One of the most important efforts of our presidency. And I mean it. I used to say, and I mean it sincerely, it's who she is. And I mean that. To write a new economic playbook. And I mean it sincerely. What Jill is... for Jill, being an educator is just what she is.
That's it. And I mean that. And I mean that sincerely, Sean. It was over and over and over again. It was like on a loop. But then you got to think about what happened after that. This is what you just referred to. He sat down with the President 45 and President 47, same guy, Donald Trump. And how would that have gone? Because after all, you did have these kinds of comments from Joe Biden over the last couple of months.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable, and it's un-American.
Yeah, it's un-American. Not only that, his supporters are garbage, and it's un-American. But Donald Trump, he's a threat.
You know, and I think that, look, I believe that the president is literally an existential threat to America.
So, welcome to the White House. I mean, how do you go from saying all your supporters are garbage and you are an existential threat to democracy?
No, we'll hear how Trump dealt with the moment coming up in the MAGA update in about a little over half an hour from now. But you're absolutely right. I mean, everything they said, comparing him to Adolf Hitler, to Mussolini, to being a fascist, to being a danger to democracy, an existential threat. Oh, and by the way, let's do lunch.
Yes.
And there they were with that roaring fire behind them yesterday. I've never seen a fire that big at the White House before.
I think you put a couple more logs on that.
Biden was like smiling. It was like the happiest day of his life. And I think he was happy. Happier, you know, yesterday than he was on inauguration or installation day, as I call it, in January 20 of 2021.
Yeah, I think he's pleased that it's done, and I think that Donald Trump is a grown up. And as he said yesterday, politics can be an ugly business, but today was a good day. That's what he said yesterday. By the way, across the pond, one of my favorite commentators over in England, a woman named Katie Hopkins.
Breaking news here in bonkers Britain, where for many of us, Trump supporting, freedom-loving individuals. It's the best day ever. It couldn't be better here in the UK. For now, I'm just going to indulge myself in all the tears of all the people who said for all the weeks that they said, oh, it's on a knife edge. It's on a narrow margin. Well, looks like Trump won the popular vote. Looks like he's got the House and the Senate. I mean, truly, truly, one of the best days ever. Just want to say thank you to all the patriots over in America to let you know that patriots in this country are cheering you on as loudly as we possibly can.
Yeah, sometime if you have the opportunity, folks, when you go on YouTube, just search Katie Hopkins.
Katie's great.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Love Katie.
Yeah, it's just amazing to see her.
There's also a young member, an up-and-coming Tory in the UK. Her name is Kemi Backnock, and she was incredible in Parliament the other day, and if we have some time a little bit later on this morning, I'll play it for you.
They have more fun over there.
It is, but they do it with such pomp and circumstance. Yes. It's not a knockdown, drag-out street fight, but it's the same thing, only they were using scalpels instead of boxing gloves.
They're being polite about it as they chew each other to pieces. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
It looks like there might be a new problem here on 95 southbound. The report was an accident closer
to the Harford County, Baltimore County line. It came down through the area here at the bridge at Callanton Avenue. That's north of White Marsh, and it's more of an impact there. But I can tell you this already. The backup is coming south from the area at Mountain Road, and you're working your way south. So I'm not sure if this is the one problem or there may be two, but the backup already is backed up to Mountain Road at exit 74. And if that's the wreck down before White Marsh, that's a long backup already. So here we go again. We move traffic over again onto Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway to White Marsh. Come back over to 95 from there and go around that. Howard County heads up. The wreck had minor injuries. Route 32 at Parkwoods Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be a cloudy start to the day. Maybe some scattered showers a little bit later on this afternoon. 53, the expected high. Chance for rain continues overnight. Dry tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 56. It'll be sunny, a little warmer, 63 on Saturday. So just get through the next 24 to 36 hours. Should be A-OK. Right now we're cloudy and 36 in Forest Hill. 41 under cloudy skies in Glen Burnie. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
There's always room for Jell-O.
Always.
Always room for Jell-O.
Always room for Jell-O.
About it.
And loaded French toast at IHOP. Oh. They're joining the menu ahead of the holidays. This is a two-stacker. Looks like about a 4-inch piece of French toast stacked on top of one another. Comes with cream cheese and syrup and all sorts of candies. And I don't know if it's candies. It looks like it's nuts and stuff on there. But it looks really, really good. So available now at IHOP. Ask for the fully loaded French toast. They also have stuffed French toast as well. White Castle bringing back Sloppy Joe sliders and mac and cheese nibblers. It's a little comfort food here. This is a colder month, spring back. This is now through February 16th. Taco Bell pouring new midnight cherry freezes to go along with their blue raspberry freeze. They're like a kind of like a Slurpee or slushy, if you will, at Taco Bell. Bluebell holiday ice cream flavors are back in grocery stores for the 24 holiday season. They include Christmas cookie, peppermint, and peppermint bark ice creams.
Okay.
And you find those at the freezer aisle of your grocery store. McDonald's just snuck its holiday pie back on the menu. Ever had that? The was it the apple pie with? They also have a bunch of colorful sprinkles on top.
Oh, that like makes Christmas it holiday lights. Like, yeah,
that makes it holiday. The colored sprinkles. Finally, some sad news about Mama Lucia's in Parkville.
Yeah,
26 years in business, they are closing. In the Paraplaza Shopping Center right off of Jop Road, announced they're closing all the doors after 26 years. They said it is owners Fausto and Luisa Iliano said it is with profound sadness that we announce the impending closure of our restaurant after 26 memorable years. We'll be closing our doors at the end of this November. Serving this community has been a privilege, and we sincerely hope the spirit of togetherness continues to flourish. With our deepest gratitude and warmest wishes, we encourage you to stay safe and care for one another. You all will be greatly missed. We're hearing that they apparently lost their lease. They didn't get renewed.
Oh, that's not.
And so, or they make it so it's so expensive that they had no choice. But and that's for 26 years, Mama Lucia's in Parkville. Good stuff.
I've had this stuff. It's good food.
Yeah, good Italian.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. But that opens up an opportunity for Chuck and his new barter.
That's right.
Franchise. Think of it,
yeah.
Call it up, Chuck.
That's certainly an inviting name, Chuck.
I thought Chuck Wagon would have been a better choice.
But
people
no.
Up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so, you know, we're done to close at 9, so it'd be up Chuck's.
Imagine if you did open a series of Chuck Wagons all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
You could retire a rich man.
What do you think? I'm not retired now?
Well, yeah, so to speak, you're semi-retired.
So this is kind of like a hobby for you, then?
Semi-truck. What are you talking about?
That's
I have
right.
something new to tell you.
Yes.
I'm looking at the radar because I was concerned about where this rain might be. Heavy rain, Roanoke, Lynchburg, western part of Maryland, West Virginia, and snow in the mountains right now.
All right. There we have it. The first word, the first four-letter word, snow, and it creeps into the forecast here early in...
So, you know, right now it's going to be...
Pet the Giant.
That's right. On the BMTP index, what is it? Scale of 1 to 10. Eh, it's probably a 1.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Apparently, Kamala is she's looking for work.
Well, she is.
What's she going to do? She and Larry Hogan maybe be in the same boat here.
Well, it could be. I think that she has a better chance at this job. Yesterday, we indicated that she does have a potential agreement going on to the Kamala Alexa. She would be the new respondent for Kamala Alexa. You'd ask a question, and she'd give you an answer that has nothing to do with the question you asked. But, of course, that'd be useful in an awful lot of households. There is at least this possibility.
Okay, so I just put these on. Okay, right. And I hit this button, and I take a call. I mean, that's so easy. Okay. 911, what is your emergency? And by emergency, what I mean is something that takes urgent precedence over other things, such as non-emergencies. You said that you are at on the border, correct? I love their queso. What's that? You're at the border. Okay. Okay. Oh, we lost the call. Hopefully they call back.
Oh, whoopsie.
Okay, I quit.
I quit.
She'll do as well as at that as she did as the border czar.
I would think so.
Which was absolutely horrific, that is for sure.
Love their queso.
Coming up a little later on, look, we all have liberal friends, family members that are really struggling right now, and there are some schools saying that, good, they got what they deserve, you get what you vote for, or we have come up with a solution, I think.
That's great.
For folks that really are triggered by Donald Trump and have Trump derangement. So that'll be coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, so you want to stay tuned for that, because I think this is really Elon Musk is part of this project.
This is wonderful.
It's
such wonderful news.
We are always looking for out for our fellow Americans and human beings. So,
yeah. And we really mean that, sincerely.
And stay tuned for this. That's coming up later on in the 8 o'clock hour.
No joke.
6:50. 10 before the hour, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, we are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. And then Kim's back. Kim Klasick from 9 till noon right here.
Coming up next at the 7 o'clock hour, stay with us because Democrat heads are just exploding now over not just Matt Gaetz, but Pete Hegseth, who is the Secretary of Defense nominee. So we'll get into that. And John Thune, of course, the new Senate Majority Leader. And we'll talk once again about the recess appointments. And Speaker Johnson's going to hang on to his seat, at least for the time being. There was talk about of a conservative revolt within both. But it seems like everybody's drinking the unity drink right now. Mm-hmm. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
Because in politics, it's, as they say, it's not a beanbag. It gets rough and tumble fairly quickly. And stay tuned for our MAGA update. We'll hear from Lara Trump and whether or not she's interested in the Senate seat of Senator Marco Rubio, who's going to be the new Secretary of State.
So, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's
I've not heard that.
Yeah, it's all coming up during our MAGA update here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Maryland's Wake Up Call.
6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker.
Morning. It looks like so there may be two different things here on 95. We thought we had a wreck right after the bridge at Callinton Avenue. Whatever that was has corrected itself, and we're better now towards White Marsh Boulevard, though we do see some brake lights moving south through there. Then all the way back at Mountain Road, they're looking at something that I think is closer to the area around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. They haven't pinpointed it yet, but I can tell you the backup is right there at Mountain Road. So that's exit 74. Your options, of course, moving over to Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway, and then down from there. We will have heavy traffic now. We're stacked up on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy start to the day, scattered showers later on, 53 for the high, and a chance for rain overnight as well. Right now, cloudy, 43 in Arnold. It's 39 and cloudy in Middle River. So when the progressive Marxist Democrats who dominate the Maryland General Insane Asylum left Annapolis this past spring, they patted themselves on the back that they were able to pass a budget without broad tax increases. But remember, all sorts of fees were raised. Yeah. And again, $300 million, if I'm not mistaken, in fees were raised. And we're all kind of coming to that realization very quickly if you've had to register or re-register your vehicle in the near future. But when they return in just a couple of months, the same financial problems will persist. And it's just not a problem. This is a crisis. According to budget analyst David Romans, Department of Legislative Services, he says that there is a significant gap and there will be budget deficits in 25, 26, all the way to the year 2030 unless something or things is done.
That is the largest gap that we have seen in the last 20 years. It is a more significant gap than we saw during the Great Recession. So this is a significant challenge.
Here are the numbers. For next year, it's a $300 million budget shortfall, then balloons to $2.7 billion in 2026, and by 2030, a dire $6 billion deficit. And we only have enough revenue to cover 84% of the expenses that are projected the state to incur. So this is a spending problem.
So all those additional spending pressures are leading to spending growing much faster than the revenues.
Yeah, well, that's a common problem we see at the federal level, at the state level, and, of course, at the city level. And now, of course, we have the spiraling costs of the blueprint for the future. All right, that was $3 billion a year for the next 10 years? You got the red line boondoggle, which is in the billions of dollars. And then you have this climate change commitment that Moore and the progressive Democrats have made to make us go, you know, net zero emissions by, 2035?
That ain't cheap.
And that's going to cost billions of dollars. So you really only have two choices. One, you have three. You can cut spending. You can increase taxes, or you can do both. The other is that Maryland has a surplus, and let's hear what that is.
Because if we were to fall into a recession in the next few years, you'd have very few options left to deal with it.
Yeah. Well, option one, when you look at the surplus money that we have, we started with $3 billion in the rainy day fund. That's down now to $2.5 billion. And there was a $2.5 billion structural surplus. So we have $5 billion at our disposal right now. And my question is this, and they say if you spend that all, then you're left defenseless should the economy go south. But I don't think the economy's going to go south with the Trump administration in place. I think the economy is going to go is going to be booming again.
Yeah.
Now, maybe not next year, but certainly maybe later in the year or in years 2 through 4 of the Trump administration. It takes a while for the economy to come back. So if they want to take the more prudent course, then maybe you pay down some of that some of that deficit in the next year, which is $300 million, and you keep the others in the rainy day fund. You see how the economy goes, because revenues could then, but you're going to have to at some point address the spending problem that we have here in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, this is not a revenue problem. This is a spending problem. Because to argue it's a revenue problem means you're arguing we really need to have higher taxes, higher fees on something. And I think that if we want to keep residents here, citizens here, both people of wealth and people who are retiring, for example, then you should make our taxes lower to encourage that. Because otherwise, look, people can retire. They're going to move not to Ocean City. They're going to move to Rehoboth or Dewey or somewhere else where the tax burden is far less.
Well, people at the margins right now are the ones that are most affected. It is the impoverished or the lower middle class that are having a tough time making ends meet in the state of Maryland. And it's retirees. Retirees are watching a lifetime of savings evaporate in this state. You can't afford to live here. Many people I know just they want to stay here because family's here, whatever, but they can't afford to. So they have to move, as you point out, Delaware, Pennsylvania, or maybe even Virginia. I know a lot of folks have left and gone to North and South Carolina, some to Florida, some to Texas, and some to Tennessee. So, again, this state has become inhospitable for retirees, and that also is people started thinking, well, you're taking more and more of my money in my income-earning years. Why would I stay here? Why would I get a job somewhere else where I can actually earn more of my money, keep more of my money, and have a future for the golden age?
Yeah, and the Biden-Harris inflation that we've suffered through for the last handful of years, and again, it's cumulative, folks. Just because the rate of inflation has gone down some, it's still adding on to what had been there before, caused by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's spending priorities. Then when that stuff happens, it does really penalize the poor and the working poor the most.
And where's Governor Moore been on this? You know, he's been very, very, I mean, just he's very reluctant to raise taxes, he says, but he has actually been radio silence on the spending part of that equation. It's 7 o'clock.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Speculation that at least one of President-elect Trump's nominees could unleash a battle royale. It's a choice of now former Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Not only has the left gone ballistic, and never-Trumpers on the right seem to be equally upset. Other Trump nominees include Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, and Republicans are savoring the prospect of holding on to their House majority.
With the presidency, the Senate, and the House in hand, the Republican Party ushers in a new political era. Speaker Mike Johnson said House Republicans have a mandate to quickly implement President-elect Trump's policies, such as significantly scaling back environmental regulations and ending what he called wokeness and radical gender ideology.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Following all of the nasty rhetoric and name-calling of the campaign, yesterday's White House meeting of President Biden and President-elect Trump couldn't have been more cordial.
Looking forward to having, like we said, a smooth transition. Everything we can to make sure you're accommodated, what you need. And we're going to get a chance to talk about some of that today. So, welcome.
Senate Republicans have chosen John Thune as their new majority leader, disappointing many of President-elect Trump's staunchest allies. Crews on the east and the west coasts continue battling wildfires amid dry conditions, occasionally gusty winds that have been driving the flames forward.
New Jersey and New York state officials have publicly announced criminal charges against two people separately accused of setting some of the wildfires that have plagued the northeast in recent weeks. Numerous wildfires continue to burn in places that have not seen significant rain since August. New Jersey is asking residents to take voluntary conservation steps. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 105 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 14, S&P futures better by 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Madame Giselle senses
something in your future.
Is my boyfriend going to propose?
It's a big storm.
Wait, we're going to get in a fight?
No, a literal storm. Wind, heavy wind. I see a tree falling on your RV.
Oh, that's fine. I'm covered by Progressive. So, is my boyfriend there? Maybe on one knee?
The entire roof is crushed.
So, no ring.
Be prepared for the unexpected with Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Product features subject to policy terms and may not be available in all states or for all vehicles and covered selections.
Bible.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck here, 95 northbound, right at the Beltway on the Arbutus side. If you're taking the ramp from 95 to the Interloop, there's some activity on that ramp. There is room to get by. Another vehicle is off into the tree line. Same area that's affecting 95 going straight ahead. Not a big deal yet, but they're looking at it. But the ramp to the Interloop is going to be a little more slow because of a state highway truck on that ramp. This vehicle that's in the trees is not a big deal right now. But heads up, if you're coming up 95 from the airport cutoff to the Beltway on the Arbutus side. Whatever the problem was on 95 South after Mountain Road in Harford County, it's corrected itself and we're improving through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds this morning, rain heading our way by the afternoon, and temperatures still cool, 53. Tomorrow's dry will turn out partly cloudy, 56. Saturday, sunshine and warmer, 63 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen, 35 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, 10 degrees warmer at 45. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning at 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Prosecutors in Harford County have dropped felony charges against a Baltimore County police officer accused of child abuse. Officer Mitchell Tuvison and his wife took their baby to a Bel Air hospital May 2023. Doctors found signs of a brain hemorrhage and skeletal fractures. The Harford County State's Attorney's Office brought charges believing the child had been shaken. According to the Baltimore Sun, Tuvison's attorney Josh Murtha says after a more thorough investigation, the state made the determination that they could not prove their case. Baltimore County Police have responded to four fatal pedestrian crashes over a recent five-day span and are reminding drivers and pedestrians to be mindful, especially after sunset. Drivers are urged to obey the posted speed limit, slow down at intersections, stop for pedestrians, remain behind the wheel, and avoid texting and handheld cell phone use while driving. 62-year-old man is in custody after allegedly breaking into his ex-girlfriend's Allegheny County home and planting an explosive device. Maryland State Police arrested Andrew Romack after he forced his way into the home on Lower Georges Creek Road overnight Monday. They found possible explosive devices during a search of the property. Wow. 7:05 WCBM. Stein on Sports is next.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Lamar Jackson is a two-time NFL MVP, and at this point, the odds-on favorite to make it three this season. But over time, the Steeler defense has given Lamar fits. Asked for an explanation yesterday, Lamar offered this.
I don't know what it is, man. It's just that I believe that rival atmosphere. I believe last year we supposed to have them, but things just didn't go our way. You know, the football guys wasn't on our side, but...
A lot of drop passes last year against the Steelers. Meanwhile, Ravens defensive back and former Steeler Arthur Millette got a little technical and offered this on Tuesday in terms of Lamar and the Steelers.
All right, so this is what they're trying to do with Lamar. They're going to put a person at the dive, and they're going to
run a person straight at Lamar, and they're going to make him make a decision. So that's their game plan. One person goes to Lamar, one person goes to the diver for the RPO, and that's going to be their game plan to slow him.
Oh, it's worked in the past. Baseball yesterday, the Orioles apparently in the hunt for White Sox left-hander Garrett Crochet. This according to ESPN's Buster Olney. NHL last night, Leafs came back from 3-1, tied the game with 48 seconds to play, and they beat the Caps in overtime. John Tavares with the game winner, 4-3 the final in D.C. NBA Spurs get 53 from their big guy Victor Wembanyama. That is a, 50 from Victor Wembanyama. That is a career high. Beat the Wiz 139-130. Spurs also announcing, by the way, that head coach Greg Popovich, who has missed the team's last six games, suffered a stroke 2 weeks ago while in the team's arena. No timetable for his return. At 75 years of age, Popovich is the oldest coach in NBA history and is the league's all-time winningest coach to go along with five NBA titles. Coming up at 7:35, the morning show plays Name That Tune. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two on this Thursday morning here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Maryland's wake-up call. Join the debate and the discussion at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, and here are your top stories.
James Carville is in full I-told-you-so mode.
Get your ass out of Washington and go work on a 2026 campaign and do penance.
There's a new Senate Majority Leader. His name is John Thune.
We have a mandate from the American people. A mandate not only to clean up the mess left by the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda, but also to deliver on President Trump's priorities.
Yeah, one would hope actually the priorities come first. Bitch will then lead to the other. All right, let's start the hour with this, though. Yes, in addition to Matt Gaetz lighting the hair of liberals on fire like crazy in the last 24 hours, there was another name, another nomination that came up, and that's Pete Hegseth for DOD. And I'll tell you, you talk about people's hair on fire.
Obviously, it's weird, and there's only one reason he's doing it, because he's on Fox News, and, you know, that's what Donald Trump picks based on. I know Pete, like, I haven't talked to him actually much recently, but I know him, and particularly prior to his life in Fox News, and he actually is very smart when it comes to things like defense policy. The question is, what kind of Pete Hegseth is going to show up? That one? Or is it going to be the Pete Hegseth that's on Fox News that just tries to be loyal to Donald Trump? And that's why he was picked, because of his loyalty.
Yeah, Adam Kinzinger, let me point something out, sir, if I might. Venn diagrams, the circles don't always overlap. But when they do overlap, why not have both? So indeed, you can have a loyalist who also is very, very good on defense strategy and understanding of our defense needs. But Adam Kinzinger says, no, that's not good enough.
My guess and my kind of prediction here is they're putting Pete Hegseth up to really stir the pot, to probably, as you guys were talking about prior, to fire a bunch of generals, to really bring the culture war stuff front and center. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with changing the culture of DOD if you're, like, saying we need to do better at recruiting. But when you just turn it into a culture war and you make it more Republican versus Democrat, it's very dangerous for DOD.
You know what? That presumes there's nothing a culture war going on already. I mean, that's the presumption, that somehow there's been no culture war going on already, that everybody in DOD says, boy, DEI is the greatest stuff ever. Let's make sure we know everybody's pronouns, because that's the good way to affirm who they are as we go into battle.
The fact that they were meeting already after Trump was elected, the brass at the Pentagon to resist to plot and strategize how they could resist Trump as commander-in-chief tells you there needs to be a culture change.
Yeah, David Urban, who is a Republican, I think he worked on some of the Bush campaign stuff. He says, look, Hegseth's qualified.
Define, you know, what are the qualifications? Where's the job description? Look, Pete Hegseth's a smart guy. Princeton undergrad, you know, master's from Harvard, served a couple tours downrange, combat, been a veterans advocate for years. You know, I think Pete Hegseth is as qualified as the next guy.
And he says there are actually problems in the military.
We can't meet our recruiting goals. We can't meet our retention goals. Something's going on in the military, right? There needs to be reform on acquisition. We can do things much, much better. And there is an impression in America, across a large swath of America, that the military is too woke, that they're worried about, you know, Green New Deal rather than fighting wars. We're talking about green tanks, getting green tanks and things. We should be focused on lethality. What makes the military the most lethal? That's what we should be focused on.
And that is all the military should be focused on, to go in, break things and kill people and make sure U.S. interests overseas are protected. Period. That's it. But no, instead, we have people concerned about, well, you know what? You want to make sure you affirm somebody before you ask their battalion to come relieve you. Corporal, I mean, I know that you're talking about your pronouns are he and him, but would you mind bringing your troops up to support? I mean, come on now. Let's get real here. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. More on Hegseth coming up. First, though, Chuck Whitaker.
A new problem on the Beltway southwest side, outer loop at Camp Meade Road, which is at 170. That's south of the BW Parkway. That's the original location of the wreck. We're backed up already back to Hollins Ferry Road and Hammonds Ferry Road, that section of the Beltway. And then I look down just to make sure the inner loop is slowing coming up from I-97. So they're looking at it, which could indicate some of the vehicles are in the median or it's just a visual delay for the traffic coming up from that side. But the big backup right now is on the outer loop as you're coming down from 895 crossing the BW Parkway. Two vehicles ran off the roadway. I think they bumped right here at the ramp. 95 northbound at the southwest side of the Beltway. One ended up on the ramp to the inner loop. The other vehicle is in the tree line over to the left-hand side. If you're coming up from the airport on 95 north, just expect a delay right there at the ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says a cloudy start with scattered showers expected in the area by this afternoon. 53 chance for rain tonight and into you know, the early morning hours, and then by tomorrow should dry out. Partly cloudy, 56 right now. Cloudy, 42 in Pasadena, 39 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
Macho, macho.
Fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
Yesterday, there was a meeting. That's right. Chairman Joe met the fascists, believe it or not. And this is how it went.
Politics is tough, and it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Joe.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So they were congenial. It was peaceful, if not a little bit awkward, but they did meet and talk about an hour after that. We don't know what they said, but there was the, what do you call that, the letter of responsibility or something that's passed along from one president to the next. We don't know the contents of that. But, of course, the big news of yesterday was the nomination of Matt Gaetz. Mm-hmm. As the Attorney General of the United States, and and of course we were discussing Pete Hegseth, that was another one.
Yeah,
Tulsi Gabbard was nominated for Director of National Intelligence, and Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. And there are more to come. Vivek Ramaswamy talked about he and Elon Musk running the Doge. That's the directors of government, or the department, I should say, of government efficiency.
It's no secret that it is a fourth branch of government, the administrative state that makes most of the rules, that creates a federal bureaucracy that's hampering our economy. So what do we want to do? We want to go in and slash and burn that bureaucracy to help Americans, stimulate the economy.
Yeah, and by the way, that expires on July 4th, 2026. Oh. It's the only government department ever created with an expiration date. How about that for efficiency? Pretty interesting, huh? So he did take his name out of consideration to replace J.D. Vance in Ohio. So Governor DeWine can now appoint Jane Timken to take Vance's place. Tulsi Gabbard talked about being nominated to be the Director of National Intelligence.
We had a great conversation and talked a little bit about the work that needs to be done. And I was grateful and honored to accept President Trump's offer to serve our country and support his objective to defend the safety, security, and freedom of the American people as the Director of National Intelligence.
Former Democrat, now Republican, and veteran, again, agreed with Trump on stopping the endless foreign wars. And the
I think she's still in.
Yeah.
So she's not a veteran,
She's a reserve. She's on reserve. So the president's president-elect's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, addressed whether or not she was interested in the seat of Senator Marco Rubio.
To be able to serve in this role has really been the honor of a lifetime. Likewise, if I am able to serve, I would love to serve the people of Florida. This is my home state now and has been for 3 years. This is where Eric and I live. And truly to have that opportunity, I think would be incredible. No one knows better than I do the America First agenda or the goals of Donald Trump in the coming 4 years. So if I am asked, I would love to consider it, but I have yet to have a conversation with Governor DeSantis. So we will have to see.
Yeah,
that's going to be up to Governor DeSantis. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, Byron Donald's name has been mentioned, but if you want to take him out of the House, they got razor thin margins now in the House. So I don't think they can avoid, they'll take him three out so far from the House.
But if you pull him out, you replace DeSantis, you replace him with another Republican.
You know? Would, but no, not in the House, because that's a special election.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
So for Senate, yes, that would be replaced with a Republican. Donald Trump continues with his plan to dismantle the deep state. He would decentralize much of the government itself.
Eighth, we will continue the effort launched by the Trump administration to move parts of the sprawling federal bureaucracy to new locations outside the Washington swamp.
Yes.
Just as I moved the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado, as many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots who love America, and they really do love America.
He would also ban, folks who are working for the federal government to work them from working to companies that they helped regulate.
Ninth, I will work to ban federal bureaucrats from taking jobs at the companies they deal with that they regulate. So they deal with these companies and they regulate these companies, and then they want to take jobs from these companies. It doesn't work that way. Such a public display cannot go on, and it's taking place all the time, like with Big Pharma.
And finally, he says the final point of his 10-point plan is to introduce term limits.
Finally, I will push a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on members of Congress. This is how I will shatter the deep state and restore government that is controlled by the people and for the people. Thank you very much.
67 days to go until President-elect Trump is inaugurated.
Macho, macho man, yeah. I got to be a macho man. Macho, macho man, yeah. I got to be a macho.
We were a great nation, and soon we will be a great nation again.
It's 7:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Some Democrats weighing in on the Hegseth nomination coming up next.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
A former pastor of mine, a very wise man, used to say right action follows right thinking. This truism has come to my mind many times during the recently concluded national election, during which abortion was a major campaign issue. And there was a major effort to legalize abortion by means of a constitutional amendment in my state of Maryland. But any effort to, quote, legalize abortion through statute or court decision or even by amendment to a state constitution is an example of action that is not right because the thinking on which it rests is not right. You see, the foundational philosophy of American law and government is that God has given inalienable rights to all individual human beings, the first and preeminent of which is the right to life. Furthermore, it is the express purpose of American civil government to defend this right to life. Now, logic dictates that our civil government cannot both defend the right to life and at the same time allow and provide for its destruction. So let's think and then act rightly about abortion. Preborn children are both alive and they are innocent. It is therefore the duty of government to protect, not destroy them. See, the intentional destruction of an innocent human life is not now, nor has it ever been, nor will it ever be, lawful in these United States. Rightly understood, the term reproductive rights means the right to reproduce, that is, to have children, not to murder them. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, leftist teachers are getting suspended and fired for vile threats against Trump and his supporters. Yeah, these are the people teaching your kids.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, it's 723 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Beltway southwest side is the big delay there on the Beltway right now. The wreck is on the outer loop as you're coming down from 895. You're crossing the parkway. You're heading down to Camp Meek Road between there and 648. That's a big delay, and they're not moving very well right now through there. The inner loop looked a little better coming up from I-97, but the outer loop is really right now taking the hit through there. Two vehicles off the roadway, northbound 95 at the Beltway on the Arbuta side. One of the accident vehicles was on the ramp to the inner loop with room to get by. The other vehicle is in the tree line on 95 on the northbound side. There's a new wreck, Prince George's County, southbound 95, right at the Capitol Beltway, had been crowding the left-hand lane. We may get a backup there that might stretch back into the area at Powder Mill Road. Delays with heavy traffic, all the morning backups now going in to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This report brought to you as a service of Merit Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. And if you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. They have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloffice.maryland.com.
Weather Channel says a cloudy start to the day. We're expecting some scattered showers later on this afternoon. 53 right now, cloudy. 44 in Stevensville, 39 in Ellicott City. Let's take a call here from Tom in Catonsville.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I just want to say I think Pete Hegseth is a great candidate for this position. He must be, because he is really rocking their world. You know, he is the kind of person, he's got the grassroots experience, he's been there, he's got the education, and he puts America and Americans first. He loves his country. And I will take that anytime over somebody like Milley with those, that chest full of medals, who said he would tell the Chinese if Trump was going to do something. And they have left us low in munitions and low in recruits. We are very vulnerable right now. I'll take Pete Hegseth anytime over any of those people. That place needs cleaning out.
Yeah, it does, Tom. And it's not just retaining individuals, it's recruiting individuals to go into the armed services. Right now, the Army is down, I think, around 10,000. That's around 20% of the assigned heft of the Army. So you got to get these guys in, got to encourage them to stay more than one enlistment period. And you're not going to do that by saying the really important thing now that you join the Army is making sure you remember people's pronouns. I mean, that's what's not selling to these guys.
Well, you've got the culture has got to change. You've got these egg salad generals that were promoted politically. And when's the last war any of these generals won?
That's the last war we won.
World War II.
Yep.
When you get right to that. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
So that's Hegseth over on the G word on Gates. Jared Moskowitz, a Democrat from Florida, has worked with Matt Gaetz for quite some time. And unlike most Democrats, his reaction is, in my view, based on reality.
In Matt Gaetz, he's not only going to get someone who's fiercely loyal, but fiercely competent. Matt Gaetz knows exactly what to do with the Attorney General's office. He will turn that into be most powerful Attorney General in American history. I know Matt well. We served together in the legislature in Florida. In fact, Matt was the one who was part of the transition team of Ron DeSantis, who helped get me appointed as the Director of Emergency Management in the state of Florida. And so, you know, Trump was very clear on what he wanted to do with government. And in Matt Gaetz, he is going to get a very competent, Very powerful attorney general.
Yeah, and I think, boy, if you want to have the endorsement of a Democrat who is in your same state, who obviously has his own political interests to talk about, and he comes out with that kind of an endorsement, that's a pretty strong statement he's making.
Now, he's one of the few common sense Democrats that are left in that party, and there are very few.
Yeah, he says that Matt Gaetz has very successfully argued Trump's case in the House, and he has no doubt that now he can continue to argue Trump's case and Trump's philosophy when he takes over as AG.
You know, at the end of the day, this is what happens. Elections have consequences. You know, we talked about this during the election. But, you know, at the end of the day, Matt was a former attorney in private practice. He is a fierce Donald Trump loyalist. Matt has prosecuted the case in Congress for Donald Trump for years. And now he's going to get to do that on behalf of the American people if he gets confirmed.
Yeah, and I think that he probably will get confirmed. I think the one that may have bumpy road is Hegseth. We'll see. But Matt Gaetz, obviously, and Pete Hegseth, both causing heart palpitations inside the political left and the swamp creatures in Washington, D.C. And one final thing, Sean, as you noted before, this is yet another indication that Donald Trump means business.
This is a very serious pick, and Donald Trump is obviously telegraphing that he means business. Matt Gaetz is one of his best weapons in Congress. He's taking him out of Congress, and he's giving him the Attorney General's office. And so, again, I've known Matt for 10 years. You know, Matt is very good at what Matt does in Congress, and now he's going to bring that to the Attorney General's office.
Just go back and look at any of the hearings that he conducts or he participates in. He does his homework.
Yeah.
He is prepared. He is smart. And, again, he is America first. He's a mega warrior, and that's what we need. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is also what we need, and that is to stay and to get healthy, to maintain our health. And, you know, who can't use the essential fatty acids, for one, we just don't eat enough of these, and everyone should be on an essential fatty acid, otherwise known as the omega-3s. And we have seven different formulas and varieties of omega-3s, from large gel capsule to soft gel capsule to liquid form. We have the LDLX Q10 red yeast rice with the coenzyme Q10. We've got stuff for weight loss, for if you're having trouble falling asleep, for men and women, as you get into the 50s and 60s, you're going to need your vitamins and so on and so forth. So there are any number of supplements right now, and you can save up to 80%. No coupon code is needed when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or go online, res-q.com, and shop today. The Black Friday sale now through the end of November. 7:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Budget analysts say Maryland is now facing a $2.7 billion deficit in the next fiscal year, which begins July 1 of next year. A five-year outlook was presented at the Spending Affordability Committee briefing on Tuesday, and projects that the state will only bring in enough revenue for 84% of the expenses that are planned through 2030. A federal judge has been again denied a request to modify the home detention sentence of former Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Attorneys were seeking permission for a curfew so Mosby could leave her home between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Travel to her new job. The judge says, well, I have some questions about the job's validity. And secondly, I'm not even sure that it's lawful or legitimate. Baltimore jury has convicted a 19-year-old on charges related to a pair of shootings that left two dead, six wounded last year. Jabre Griffith was found guilty on two counts of first-degree murder, six counts of attempted first-degree murder, and firearms offenses. Was acquitted of conspiracy to commit murder, though. He shot six people in the 2800 block of Edmondson Avenue, March of 2023. The next day, over on York Road, he shot another man and wounded yet another man about 24 hours later. And a federal grand jury has now indicted two Maryland men for conspiracy to commit odometer tampering and three counts of securities fraud. 50-year-old Jerry Mathens of Laurel and 23-year-old Bray Sean Owens of Baltimore are accused of buying vehicles with high mileage, lowering the odometer reading on the titles, and rolling back the mileage on the vehicle. Vehicles were then sold to unsuspecting buyers who paid more than they would have if they'd realized the actual mileage on the vehicle. 732 WCBM traffic and weather on the threes next.
For many of you, the past few years have been rough. Inflation high, interest rates spiraling, prices on groceries, utilities, medical costs, and insurance rates skyrocketing, forcing many to hold tight on their spending. I, Frank Liber here. Tim Munson, president of AES Builder and Home Improvements, understands your situation, but has some very good news for you. If you've been putting off that new bathroom, kitchen, addition, or remodeling, but there are some necessary projects that must be done first, AES is here to help you get through these difficult times. Right now, AES Builder and Home Improvements is offering several financing options to make it easier to get that project done, no matter how big or small. With AES, you can feel secure knowing they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-year free labor warranty. And as always, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call them today at 1-800-787-SAVE or online at aeshome.us.
843, that's your pick three lottery number, your pick 47966. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Slowing on the Beltway continues coming down from the Baltimore County line. You're trying to get down towards I-97. The wreck was after the BW Parkway and down around Camp Meade Road between there and 648. Still slow. It's picked up a little bit, but there's a big backup there that goes all the way back to the bridge at 895. I don't know what's happening here on the ramp, but the inner loop to the southbound BW Parkway, that ramp is crawling. So could be something there right at the end of the ramp. No word on what it is. Could be a broken down vehicle. Might be a minor wreck, but that ramp is now backed up as you're traveling through that area. Keep in mind, a couple of vehicles ran off the road involved in a wreck. 95 at the Beltway over on the southwest side. There is room to get by. A couple of police cars still in that area. The new slowing was 95 south at the Capitol Beltway. That backup begins at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds this morning, rain heading our way by the afternoon, and temperatures still cool, 53. Tomorrow's dry will turn out partly cloudy, 56. Saturday, sunshine and warmer, 63 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Two of the best receivers in the game will take the field Sunday in Pittsburgh. The Ravens' Zay Flowers and the Steelers' George Pickens. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin knows Zay Flowers well.
I'm really familiar with Zay, man. I saw just about every game he played his last year in college because my son was on his team. And, man, his talents are special. His ability to separate, his run after, his competitive spirit, his general playmaking.
Flowers top 10 in the league in both yards and yards after catch, better known as Yak. And by the way, Ja'Marr Chase is number one in the league in those two categories, and that will not come as a surprise to Baltimore football fans. Then there's Pickens. The Gumby of the NFL reminds you of Merton Hanks with the 49ers back in the day. The way he moves his body, here's his former teammate and now current Raven, Arthur Millett.
He has no comparison. He's an alien, bro. Obviously, I was on that side a little bit for 2 years, and I played with him for a year. Now, his catch radius is one of a kind, bro. His body control, he's a really good receiver. Top five, if I'm in my opinion, right?
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Colts have benched Joe Flacco. Anthony Richardson is back under center, and Trevor Lawrence will now miss his second consecutive game for the Jags this weekend. Baseball news, ESPN commentator and former Baltimore Sun columnist Buster Olney reporting that the Orioles are one of seven teams interested in White Sox pitcher Garrett Crochet. The lefty was only 6-12 for the hapless White Sox last year, but a 3.58 ERA and a 1.07 whip. Also, the medical examiner of Los Angeles has determined that former Dodgers pitcher Fernando Valenzuela died last month from septic shock. It's a life-threatening condition that occurs when organs malfunction, and it affects over 350,000 Americans a year. To the NHL we go, where the Caps were stymied last night by the Leafs.
Ovechkin fires, stepping out on the angle. Wall made the save. It's bounced ahead. Breakaway chance for Tavares. From the bad angle, he scores.
Joe Beninati had it on Monumental. Toronto comes all the way back from down 3-1. They beat the Caps in overtime 4-3 the final. Ovi was held to just one assist. NBA action. Spurs over the Wiz last night, 139-130. Cavs beat Philly in Philly to win their 13th in a row to start the season. They're the sixth NBA team in history to do that. The time now is 7:37. When we return, we play Name That Tune.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
So what are we doing here, Sean?
Okay, filibuster for just a second. Ad lib.
Filibuster. But hey, you know what? If the Democrats took control, we wouldn't be able to filibuster there,
right,
Bruce.
There you go. Yeah, you nailed it, exactly.
Yeah. I wonder where the name, with the word filibuster.
Okay, hang on a second.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay, here's the piece.
Oh, he's got it.
Volume is way, way low, Sean. The volume is way, way low. We can't hear it in here. All right.
All right, we're going to filibuster.
We're going to filibuster again.
Where did that word come from, here? Filibuster? Do you know the etymology of that word?
No, I don't.
Okay, so we're not going anywhere with that.
No. Yes. Here we are. Try it again. Here we are.
All right, here we go. That's much better.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something.
I do love some Christmas music.
Maybe this year.
So what are we supposed to do with it?
You'll recognize the next voice.
Okay.
Someone we love, someone we've lost, for reasons we can't quite recall.
I will.
Maybe this Christmas.
So the female voice is Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
Okay. So we're supposed to guess who the male voice is?
Maybe the star that shone.
The male voice is a professional football player.
Current?
Right. Well, retired.
Okay.
That's the only hint I'm going to give you. As a retired professional football player singing Stevie Nicks, and it just knocked off Mariah Carey. Of course, she's the queen of Christmas.
Sure.
This is now the number one song download for Christmas
this year. Is it really?
Yes. It's called Maybe This Christmas.
Okay. I love the song. I love Stevie Nicks.
Now, the other hint I will give you is... he's retired, and he has a brother currently playing.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me that Jason Kelce is back in the news.
Yes.
What in the world? Where isn't he?
Jason Kelce duet with Stevie Nicks, and it's flying
seriously.
Up the charts.
Yeah. All he ever did was snap a ball.
Yeah.
That's all he ever did in his life. And
well,
now all of a sudden,
can carry a tune as well.
My goodness. Yeah. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, actually it is.
I'll give him that.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So there's a new Senate Majority Leader. His name is John Thune. He is a lieutenant of Sing Along with Mitch.
We have a mandate from the American people. A mandate not only to clean up the mess left by the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda, but also to deliver on President Trump's priorities.
But the mandate is a Trump mandate. It's not a Republican mandate.
Right.
Okay, so that's what you need to keep in mind here. Because, you know, they've loaded up the leadership team with a bunch of rhinos. And the leadership team, when you look at it right now, you've got the majority leader is going to be John Thune. The whip is going to be John Barrasso. Tom Cotton, the conference chair. Shelley Moore Capito, the policy committee chair. James Lankford, who authored that horrific immigration compromise bill, is the vice chair. And Tim Scott gets the Senate senatorial committee chair. So most of them are rhinos, most of them, and are not dedicated to Donald Trump. But Thune says he's going to get this process, this Trump agenda, started quickly.
And when it comes to choosing nominees who will pass Senate confirmation?
Well, as you know, the Senate has an advise and consent role under the Constitution, so we will do everything we can to process his noms quickly, get them installed in their position so they can begin to implement his agenda.
His noms.
Yeah. His noms, which many people, a lot of folks are texting and emailing saying that Hegseth and Gates ain't happening. It's not going to happen. Well, it might happen. And here Thune talks about the recess appointment process.
Leader Thune, you said that recess appointments are on the table. That's a key demand from President-elect Donald Trump. Will you move forward with that?
Well, what we're going to do is make sure that we are processing his nominees in a way that gets them into those positions so they can implement his agenda. How that happens remains to be seen. You know, obviously, we want to make sure our committees have confirmation hearings like they typically do, and that these nominees report it out to the floor. But I've said this, and I mean it, that, you know, we expect a level of cooperation from the Democrats to work with us to get these folks installed.
Of course.
And obviously, we're going to look at explore all options to make sure that they get moved and that they get moved quickly.
Well, that's just idiocy. You expect no cooperation from the Democrats, number one. Number two, the Republicans are pushing back already, Murkowski, Collins, etc. So it looks like, at least with Gates, maybe Hegseth, there'll be a recess appointment. What that means is when the Senate is in recess, the Constitution says the president can appoint to his cabinet. And no confirmation vote is needed. That person can serve up to 2 years or until the next next Senate session convenes. So in this case, it would be January of 27.
27, yeah.
So it looks like we may be headed to recess point. We'll give you the vote count here in just a minute.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. If you'd like to be today's contestant and win good stuff, simply give us a call, 410-WCBM-680. That's on around 60 seconds. First, though, of course, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Did I hear we're going out for recess now?
That's right.
Good.
That's right.
Bye.
Maybe after you do what you do here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
About that part. There's always something.
Yeah.
Brought to you as a service, Sabertes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The Beltway's still slow. If you're coming down from Washington Boulevard from 95, you're trying to work your way down towards I-97. There was a wreck between the Parkway, Camp Mead Road, and 648. Backed us all up, and it's still pretty solid. It's moving, indicates some lanes are open. The report was 10 minutes ago that the left-hand lane was still affected through there. The inner loop coming up from I-97 was looking at it, and this ramp from the northbound side of the Beltway to go south onto the Parkway is just sitting there. There's something going on at the end of that ramp. We don't have a report of it. We can't see it. So I'm not sure if it's an accident at the end of that ramp. A lot of times when all this traffic backs up, things tend to happen at the end of the ramp. So that's the inner loop ramp to go south onto the Parkway. They had a wreck on the Capitol Beltway outer loop at Georgia Avenue. That's now on the shoulder. The wreck 95 southbound at the Capitol Beltway still there. Those brake lights were beginning at Powder Mill Road. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy start, scattered showers later, 53, and then rain tapers off overnight. It'll be dry tomorrow and 56, sunny and 63 by Saturday. 43 and cloudy in Glen Burnie, and it is 39 and cloudy skies in Reisterstown. Time to play Choose Your Fake News. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner, and we've got 5 Maryland scratch-off lottery tickets. Top prize, $1,000. 5 times the cash is the game. Head to mdlottery.com for details. Joe in Milford Mill. Good morning.
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, lady, gentlemen.
Yes, would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm feeling kind of lucky today. I'm going to lead off.
You're going to lead off today.
Right,
wow.
Yeah.
Not waiting around to hear what Chuck has to say, huh?
I'm going to show him the way.
You want to be the trendsetter.
You know, if you're the trend, right.
Remember, if you're not the lead dog, the scenery never changes.
Yeah, ask Sean. Ask the Bruce.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
All right, here we go. Story one.
You see, here I am. Exactly.
Went right over his head.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Democrats are sounding.
Paybacks are hell sport.
I'll be a hard ass now. It's all right. Can't take a joke? Stuff it down your hat.
Story one, Democrats are sounding the alarm over Trump's stated plan to shutter the Department of Education, saying such a move would put millions of children in danger of becoming too smart about their government. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez warned that homeschooling would increase, and they would actually teach civics. If Americans learn how government really works, they would become harder to rule. End of quote. Story two, an Oregon gift shop has banned all customers who voted for President Trump. Hipnest, a decor and gift shop, posted a huge message on its storefront the day after the presidential election. It said, if you voted for him, you are not welcome here. That store is located in Oregon. And story three, for the first time since the Taliban returned to power in Afghanistan, they sent a delegation to the UN climate talks. The head of the country's Environment Protection Agency, remember this is the Taliban, told AP that, again, they're blaming women and their ability to speak in Afghanistan for climate change, and they're going to work to silence the women in Afghanistan.
Right. Wow. I may have to move.
Story one. Cards and letters to see wit.
I didn't say where.
Story one. AOC's not happy with the potential of the Education Department closing. Made it too hard to rule. Story three, the gift shop that says Trump supporters are not welcome.
That's two.
Yeah. And story three is Taliban in Afghanistan. So the way they're going to battle climate change is to silence women.
Good luck with that.
Joe.
Idiots.
Sean, where in Oregon? Is that, that's not too vague. Where in Oregon is this store?
That's all I can give you, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was feeling lucky for a minute. Man.
Yeah.
I'll go with number one.
All right. Joe goes with story number one. Kristen.
How would it?
Well, I would think most Democrats, while they're probably thinking that, they wouldn't say, you know, say it out loud. Except for AOC. I think she would say the quiet part out loud. So I think that could be true. And Oregon seems like it's mostly liberal. So I will say three. I've not heard that.
Kristen goes for story number three. Bruce?
I think the Oregon gift store is probably very, very real. I don't know why a merchant would say, I want to lose a portion of my business because how they vote politically. But okay. Afghanistan, that seems like those guys. AOC in a panic, that's fake news.
All right, Bruce goes there as well. Chuck?
I think even the Taliban, whatever they are not stupid enough to tell their women that. Because somewhere along the line, you still got to get along, if you know what I'm saying.
No, what are you saying, Chuck?
You know what I'm saying.
No, what are you saying,
you know
Chuck?
What I'm saying. Joe, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Hi, baby.
So, Chuck, you're voting for three?
Three, please. Yes.
Chuck is going for story number three. Story two, that's the Oregon gift shop. That's a true story.
Yeah.
And story number one, AOC says, you know, we can't teach civics because it makes it more difficult to rule. That's our fake news story of the day.
Oh, I was lucky.
You were lucky,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah. You did all right.
You did A-OK.
I did AOC.
That's right.
Well, maybe not.
Oh, yes. Chuck? Was that Freudian?
I don't know. I don't know him. It was only a slip.
Yes, it was. Thank you, Joe.
He's thinking young again.
We'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize.
Joe or me?
You.
You must be kidding.
As in Carl Jung.
I can't remember that far back.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, here's a little nugget for you. There are liberals who are currently pressuring Joe Biden to commute the sentences of dozens of death row inmates, including the Boston Marathon bomber. They're twisted.
I know you're outraged by that, but there's promise here. I would think that Joe Biden should consider that if those liberals agree to house them in their own homes.
Oh.
I think that would be a perfect answer to this, a perfect solution. We don't want to keep these guys locked up forever.
No.
As long as you make, they're in their homes and they're responsible for them.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Provide them with a guest room. Make sure you observe their religious habits.
Yeah, expose your children to them and your family members to the terrorist bros 1 and 2. Well, terrorist bro 1 has assumed room temperature.
Yeah.
Terrorist Bro 2 is the one
that's right. On death row.
Yeah.
7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Another world problem solved here. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I hate it when you assume room temperature. It's just not good.
That's true.
That's a bunch of stank is what that is. The interloop ramp from the BW Parkway, from the Beltway to the southbound BW Parkway has improved. Whatever that was at the end of the ramp has corrected itself. So that's good. The outer loop now over the parkway is a little better. They're picking up speed, which could indicate now they've moved everybody off the roadway. The wreck was down around Camp Meade Road. So we're making progress, but you're still backed up as you're coming south from Washington Boulevard and in that area trying to eventually go south towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This report brought to you as a service of Merit Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. And if you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. They have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloffice.maryland.com.
Weather channel forecast, cloudy today, scattered showers later on, 53 the expected high right now, 41 in the city, and it is 43 in Glen Burnie. Coming up at the top of the hour, more pitches, torches and pitchforks last night, and this one time was in Westminster in Carroll County, and we got your clown car coming up at 8:15 and at 8:35 this morning. We'll take a look at the Democrats once again in the swamp reacting to Matt Gaetz as the AG nominee.
Yeah, not only Matt Gaetz, but of course Pete Hegseth. One other additional nominee yesterday that's of great importance, of course, is the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. And that went to Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat turned Republican. And she said, look, I'll do my job, but understand the context here.
The American people delivered quite an incredible mandate for change in this election with the popular vote and the electoral vote overwhelmingly saying, hey, we want Donald Trump as president, and we've had enough of the Harris-Biden regime.
Yeah, and she has no doubt, by the way, that in her position and in every other position in every other department in the federal government, the swamp is going to push back, and they're going to push back hard and consistently.
Of course, there's going to be resistance to change from the swamp in Washington. I think that's kind of the point. The American people are saying, hey, Stop looking at yourselves. Stop focusing on your own power, your own position, your own bank accounts. How about we have leaders in Washington who are actually looking out for the American people? And we have to make sure that our government puts the interests of the American people first.
Wow. What a concept. The government of the people, by the people, for the people. Wow. Well, I wonder who said that. I should write that down. Use it in speeches from now on.
People understand. I don't think most people understand what the DNI does and what the Office of Director of National Intelligence. They lead the intelligence community.
Yes.
And they are, they answer directly to the president, to the executive branch, the president of the United States. So where we've talked about the fourth branch of government being out of control, and that is the
CIA,
NSA, DIA, and of course the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. That is the intelligence community. So this is very important. And then you look at Tulsi working with John Ratcliffe over at CIA. I think they're going to have Trump's best interest at heart in trying to reform the intelligence community.
Yeah, not just Trump's best interest, Sean, but America's best interest.
Well, that's what
well.
I mean. It's America first.
Yeah, absolutely. James Carville, obviously very Democrat, and by course they paid no attention to his recommendations during the campaign. So he is in actually complete I-told-you-so mode.
Go and justify what you did. Justify what you did wrong. And tell us what you're going to do different. Because what you've done ain't worth a shit.
It's Carville in his rather blunt way.
This is a guy that said Kamala Harris was going to win easily.
Yeah.
That was his prediction.
Yeah.
So
but
who was putting any stock into what this, you know, talking head has to say anymore? He was great once, I guess, during the Clinton years, but ever since then, he's washed up. He's done.
No, I disagree. I think he gave sound advice to the Democrats during the campaign. He said, you know, you got to go out and do these things. You got to talk to the people. Get out of Washington, D.C. Hear what they're saying.
Then he was bamboozling people when he saw that Kamala was going to win.
Sure. Just as it can be argued that in every election that Republicans are going to lose, they bamboozle people and they say, we're going to win up to the last minute. And then they realize, whoops, we didn't win, we lost. Ooh, my bad. Carville says that it's time for the vested D.C. interests to get their butts out of town and go and, you know, do some penance. Learn what the people actually think.
All of the Washington-based Democrats farting around, going to wine and cheese parties, and talking about how misogynistic race comes. Get your ass out of Washington and go work on a 2026 campaign and do penance to make up for your arrogance and stupidity.
Yeah, by the way.
I think penance would be watching you for 30 or 40 minutes. That would be an appropriate penance I would make the Democrats have to suffer.
Yes. Well, it's a pretty harsh sentence, right, Sean, if you think about it.
This is how bad it is in the Senate, though. You know, on the first vote, Rick Scott only got, I think, 11 votes.
Yeah.
On the first vote. No, on the first vote, he was limited. He got 13. 13 votes. It was Thune, 23, Cornyn, 15, Scott, 13, meaning the Rhino Deep Swap establishment Republicans got 38 votes, and the MAGA America First candidate got 13. That's it. That's the kind of uphill battle we're in the Senate. And pretty much the same as over in the House. So, again, round of usual suspects. I don't have time to name all three, but
yeah. By the way, I'll be posting a piece in the next couple of minutes from Patriot Post. We are now, folks, officially at the end of the nutball era. Great piece by Neil Patel. You want to read this and absorb what he has to say. It begins with no more war on merit. That's the first thing. We're going to do no more war on merit. Yeah. The end of the nutball era. Check it out.
They're on fire in Westminster last night. We have the details.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After winning the backing of President-elect Trump, Congressman Mike Johnson has won the Republican nomination to remain House Speaker as the GOP holds on to its majority in the lower chamber. In the Senate, Arkansas's Tom Cotton becomes part of the GOP leadership team.
Senator Cotton has been elected by fellow Republicans to serve as conference chair. Cotton managed to edge out Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, who also sought the coveted position, and he replaces Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, who advances to the position of GOP whip. As conference chair, Cotton now assumes the role of chief messenger for the Senate GOP. Bob Agnew reporting.
Senator Marco Rubio on his nomination for Secretary of State.
It's a tremendous honor to the president who places confidence in me in a position of such importance. It's also a tremendous responsibility, and the job of the Secretary of State is to execute on the foreign policy set by the elected President of the United States, and I hope to have the opportunity to do it if my current colleagues here in the U.S. Senate confirm.
President-elect Trump paid a visit to the White House yesterday.
President Biden and the First Lady were on hand to greet Donald Trump upon his arrival here at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue before the two leaders sat down in the Oval Office.
Looking forward to having a, like we said, smooth transition.
Politics is tough, and it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today.
The two men shook hands and reaffirmed plans for a peaceful transfer of power. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Gun rights groups have gone to court challenging Maine's 72-hour waiting period for firearms purchases, arguing it's unconstitutional and flatly inconsistent with the Second Amendment's original meaning. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 101 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 8 points, and the S&P futures better by 5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-818-0200. To find out if you qualify for a cash settlement, I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here to help the listeners. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma should give us a call right now and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-818-0200.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for cash compensation. 800-818-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
803 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There are delays going into both the harbor tunnels. Pretty typical ride there, 95 and 895 southbound. And as we come out of both the tunnels, especially on 95, heavy traffic again as we're moving south towards the area, Caton Avenue, Washington Boulevard, and eventually out to the Beltway. I don't see anything in the roadway. The camera down at the Beltway, south of Caton Avenue, shows the traffic moving on 95 south. So very heavy volumes again today. The Beltway southwest side improving. The vehicles had been confirmed on the shoulder on the outer loop after the BW Parkway. That looks a lot better now through there. Typical ride on 695 with all the morning delays right in the usual spot. And the JFX right now, good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds this morning, rain heading our way by the afternoon, and temperatures still cool, 53. Tomorrow's dry will turn out partly cloudy, 56. Saturday, sunshine and warmer, 63 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at temperatures that are in the moderate to okay range, all things considered. About 35 degrees in Aberdeen, downtown Baltimore, it's 45 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Prosecutors in Harford County have dropped felony charges against a Baltimore County police officer accused of child abuse. Officer Michael Tuvison and his wife took their baby to a Bel Air hospital in May of 23. Doctors found signs of a brain hemorrhage and skeletal fractures. The Harford County State's Attorney's Office brought charges, believing the child had been shaken. According to the Baltimore Sun, Tuvison's attorney says, quote, after a more thorough investigation, the state made the determination that they could not prove their case. Baltimore County Police have responded to 4 fatal pedestrian crashes over the recent 5-day span. They're reminding drivers and pedestrians to be mindful, especially after sunset. Drivers urged to obey the posted speed limit, slow down at intersections, stop for pedestrians, remain alert behind the wheel, and avoid texting and handheld cell phones while driving. 62-year-old man in Allegheny County, he's in custody. after allegedly breaking into his ex-girlfriend's Allegheny County home and planting an explosive device. Maryland State Police arrested Andrew Romack after he forced his way into the home on Lower George's Creek Road overnight Monday. They found possible explosive devices during a search of the property. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number was 843. Your pick 4 is 7966. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Are you Stouffer Legal safe? Have you viewed Stouffer Legal's online webinar where they teach you how to keep your stuff and the control of your stuff in your family and not under the control of doctors, courts, and lawyers? Have you scheduled your free estate planning consultation with a Stouffer Legal attorney who will learn about you and your family's situation and discover whether your estate plan is all set to accomplish your objectives? Stouffer Legal removes the mystery from estate planning by teaching you how to protect your stuff while you're here and your loved ones after you've gone. And they offer free consultations with an experienced attorney who will lay out your planning options so that you can choose which estate plan is right for you and your loved ones. Go to planbaltimore.com to view their estate planning webinar, then request your free estate planning consultation. Take the next step towards peace of mind and family protection. Visit planbaltimore.com today. That's planbaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal safe.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And then there's the Derrick Henry factor on Sunday, or maybe the question is, will Derrick Henry be a factor on Sunday? The King has averaged only 60 yards per game in three career games against Pittsburgh, but more importantly, the Ravens have had trouble unleashing the King against aggressive defenses this season, as in Kansas City and Cleveland. Here's Mike Tomlin on the dual threat that Derrick Henry poses.
Not only is he capable of wearing you down over the course of the game because he's a big man and the attrition component of it, but he's also a home run hitter with track speed, and so you got to deal with the wear and tear component of his approach to play. But a bomb can also go off anytime he touches it. He can go 80.
Big game tonight for first place in the NFC East. Commanders and Eagles in Philly. Recently acquired Marshawn Lattimore will miss his second straight game for Washington. Week 11 power rankings are out in the NFL, and NFL.com has the Lions as the number one team in the league, followed by the unbeaten Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, and Eagles as the top five. Steelers are 7, Commanders are 8. CBS has the Chiefs number 1, Lions, Bills, Ravens, and Steelers as their top five. NHL Caps beaten in overtime last night by the Leafs. 4-3 the final. Ovi held to 1 assist. And finally, Caitlin Clark brought her golf game to the LPGA Tour yesterday when the basketball star played in a Pro-Am tournament in Bel Air, Florida. The WNBA's Rookie of the Year played the front nine with Nelly Korda, the number one player in women's golf, and then the back nine with Hall of Famer Annika Sorenstam. And no doubt she'll be great at that too. Coming up at 8:35, Mike Tyson makes a guarantee. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. You can join the conversation here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And your top stories coming up in this hour. If you have a family member, friend, colleague, co-worker who is liberal, who is struggling with the election results, now we may finally have an answer.
Are you distraught after the recent presidential election? Here at Don't Cry Cryo, we understand your pain. and we're here to help.
Okay, looking forward to that. Also, boy, Matt Gaetz has lit the hair on fire for liberals throughout the country, and particularly in Washington, D.C. It's going to be fun to watch.
Matt has prosecuted the case in Congress for Donald Trump for years, and now he's going to get to do that on behalf of the American people if he gets confirmed.
Yeah.
For the second night in a row, residents of Baltimore, Carroll, Frederick counties were on fire. 1,000 people packing in to the Ag Center in Westminster and Carroll County last night to protest again this ramming of a power project, this transmission line down the throats, condemning their properties through the use of eminent domain, etc. And as you might imagine, it got ugly really fast as a lot of the representatives there, they're just blowing smoke. That's all they're doing. They're blowing smoke, going through the motions. And people recognize when they see propaganda, and the natives were restless.
I can't stand your lies anymore, and I don't think anybody else in this room.
Now, you can draw your own conclusion about our governor, but my thing is, you know, the silence speaks volumes.
Your choice is to line your pockets.
Yeah, and let's be clear here, what's driving this, it is Governor Moore's green energy agenda. It is the progressive Democrats in the state of Maryland closing two coal-fired power plants because they're fossil fuels, and this green energy scam, which is causing a dearth of energy availability here in the state of Maryland. And the problem is they didn't think this through, or maybe they did. Maybe they just don't care about the residents and taxpayers of the state of Maryland.
They have no problem destroying our lives to expand the D.C. market.
No amount of information nor any amount of money will make this project acceptable.
Where's that camera? President Trump, we need your help.
Yeah, and that was pretty much the way it went. And the PSAG, this is the group that's you know, managing this project, they got slammed pretty good last night by one Carroll County woman.
I just want you all to know that PSAG really does not care what any of you have to say tonight.
They really don't. They have to show up. That's the thing. They're putting in their FaceTime, but they don't care. This has been a predetermined result from day one. And you have been sold out. Taxpayers and voters of Maryland, you've been sold out by the Democrats and some Republicans. And I don't know what, if anything, Andy Harris will be with us. I'll be off tomorrow. Andy Harris will be here. Maybe you can ask Andy what, if anything, Congress and the Trump administration might be able to do to stop this land grab here in the state of Maryland. We got more coming up in just a second.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
What do you mean he's going to be off tomorrow?
He's going to be off tomorrow.
I have a day off tomorrow.
Jeez, unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
You be quiet, Bruce. You okay. Have enough time.
Save my voice for tomorrow.
No, that's okay. No offense. JFX, wow. Southbound.
He's on me like white. He's on me like white on rice today, isn't he? Go ahead, Chuck. I'm sorry.
We got 45 minutes to go yet, so there's still time. Southbound JFX is good from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Everybody's okay through there. Beltway, yeah, we're still slow. Harford Roadside, the Interloop in Green Spring, and the west side. All of that is the normal delay. Very heavy south going into both the harbor tunnels. And then there's been an area with heavy traffic, 95 from Camden Yards, which is right there at 395. If you look off to the right, see the football and the baseball stadium. Nice view from there. They're heavy down to the Beltway on the southwest side. Beltway recovering from earlier problems out around the BW Parkway. Did finally get a chance to go through Annapolis, and it's fine. Coming off the Bay Bridge through Annapolis at the Severn River Bridge, I-97, yeah, you'll have your morning delay. It's a speed reduction right there southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Thursday is going to be cloudy this morning. Scattered showers this afternoon. 53 chance for rain continues tonight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and 56. Nicer on Saturday, sunny and 63. It's cloudy 41 in Columbia, 40 under cloudy skies in Bel Air. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
gentlemen, once again, it is 8:15. Time for us to head to the big top to see exactly which lefty has lost it. And, of course, all week long, folks, we've been, I guess, luxuriating in liberal tears and getting some pushback. Pushback from TikTokers. We're warning us we have to behave ourselves, so please watch the clown car as it enters from the far left, makes a series of left turns, comes to a full stop, and this very leftist mommy wants to scold us for our misbehavior.
I just want to say, I know this week has been an incredibly difficult week for a lot of us. It's been difficult. There's just no words, right? It's an understatement. It's been a lot. What I came on here to say, first and foremost, is that if you are someone who is online right now commenting, reposting stories, or making fun of the people who are sad this week, or belittling them, how dare you try to invalidate something that an entire group, multiple groups of humans are going through right now, whether they're feeling scared or helpless.
Yeah, and by the way, at that moment, then she flipped off the camera, or us, basically, with both hands, because after all, she's a mommy.
And I was wondering what was going on in the background
there. Yeah, that's little kids in the background. Yeah. Now, look, let me be clear, ma'am. If you want to grieve a loss, I got that. And in politics, sometimes it's tough. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I got that. But don't expect a whole lot of sympathy from the political right if you're going to go on social media and loudly declare how tough your life is now that your candidate happened to lose an election. Grab hold of something solid and see if you can't possibly move forward with your life without true confessions all over the internet, giving the entire world an inside view of a part of you that we really don't need to see. Period. So please get back to the clown car, take both of your middle fingers with you, and put them where the sun don't shine, baby.
You know, we've been here long enough on this earth and in this country to remember elections or election cycles where people would lose and they wouldn't threaten to leave the country.
Yeah.
And they would deal with the loss. And they would just dust themselves off and go, okay, we'll get you next time.
Yeah, JFK won in 1960. I don't recall any Republicans saying, I'm leaving the country.
And that was a contested election.
Yep. Yeah. LBJ won, same deal.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Reagan won. I began to hear some of it then. So it began around 1980, 84, somewhere in that time period.
But normally when Republicans win.
Yeah.
So the other two examples you cited were Democrats who won. Yeah.
Yeah. Democrats win. Everybody says, all right, they won. Next.
Right, let's go to Steve in Darlington. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Yes, good morning, guys. I'm just listening to the commentary on these appointments and the and Senate confirmation. Right now all the focus is on the Senate, but I just wanted to point out that the House plays an equally important role in this. The Congress in the these appointments are going to require everyone is in total agreement with that. It's going to require a recess appointment. There are just too many squishy Republicans there in the Senate. However, the Constitution says either the Senate or the House can call a recess of the full Constitution of the full Congress. And if they don't agree, so if the Senate does not agree to the House's call for a recess, it is the President who decides when.
Right.
And for how long they will go into recess.
Right.
This has been, affirmed by the Supreme Court decision in 2014 that addressed all this. Scalia wrote it, and he said that's absolutely valid. If the House calls a recess and the Senate disagrees, the President's the call to say when and for how long. I think we have some indications that the House is already considering this because, first of all, you had Massie, who is not a senator. He's a congressman. He came out yesterday and said, yes, Gates will be confirmed.
He said, by recess appointment and get used to it, he's going to be the next attorney general.
But I believe it's going to come to the House to do this. I heard you had Andy. You're going to have Andy Harris on tomorrow.
Yep, right
early. I'd really like to get his I'd encourage you to ask him about this and if that's in the works. I'm also encouraged by the fact that Gates has already resigned.
Yep.
So he must know something if he's already resigned.
Yeah, look, Trump had conversations with Thune. I think a deal was cut there, yep. And with Speaker Johnson already.
Okay.
Trump's also going to work to help fill those vacancies in the House. He's going to do rallies in those districts where their special election is going to be held. So they are unified as of this moment. We'll see if that unity holds up. Steve, we got to do a run, but listen, thanks. That's a great call and a great point that you make. Appreciate that. All right, more on the PSEG meeting in Carroll County last night as it got ugly. We'll tell you what the governor's chief legislative officer had to say about what's driving this whole demand for energy. That's coming up here in just a second on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
A former pastor of mine, a very wise man, used to say, right action follows right thinking. This truism has come to my mind many times during the recently concluded national election, during which abortion was a major campaign issue. And there was a major effort to legalize abortion by means of a constitutional amendment in my state of Maryland. But any effort to, quote, legalize abortion through statute or court decision or even by amendment to a state constitution is an example of action that is not right because the thinking on which it rests is not right. You see, the foundational philosophy of American law and government is that God has given inalienable rights to all individual human beings, the first and preeminent of which is the right to life. Furthermore, it is the express purpose of American civil government to defend this right to life. The logic dictates that our civil government cannot both defend the right to life and at the same time allow and provide for its destruction. So let's think and then act rightly about abortion. Preborn children are both alive and they are innocent. It is therefore the duty of government to protect, not destroy them. See, the intentional destruction of an innocent human life is not now, nor has it ever been, nor will it ever be, lawful in these United States. Rightly understood, the term reproductive rights means the right to reproduce, that is, to have children, not to murder them. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
Charlie Kirk here. I'm proud to announce I'm joining the great lineup at WCBM. Join me this Sunday afternoon at 4 for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
822 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up, of course, 9:05 this morning, Kim Klasick live from 9 till noon. We're here with you from now until then. It's coming up at 823 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time for traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Assuming you're not a celebrity who has decided to leave the country before this next traffic report, we now bring you Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
But I can tell you, if you are heading to the airport, you're free to go.
You might have a little service now. You can you can consult the celebrities on least congested airports as they leave the country during the Trump administration.
Yeah, and I got a new website just for them. It's called DontLetTheDoorHitchInTheAss.com.
That's a longer version of KMA.com.
More or less. Updated just for them.
That's very nice.
You know, I've tried to get a picture of Whoopi on there, but her face took up the whole screen, so I had to cancel that out. You know, it's true. You know, people are saying, you know, I know what he's talking about. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway heading around to River Road, Bradley Boulevard. Through there was a report there may be a wreck. I'm looking at the camera here at Bradley Boulevard, and it's backed up right there. Goes back to 270. So if you're trying to go out of Montgomery County and across the American Legion Bridge, that's the reason for the backup there. Beltway locally, still slow. Most areas, Parkville side towards Green Spring and down the west side, but at least the lane are moving. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This report brought to you as a service of Merit Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. And if you're looking for a small office space with big amenities, Merit Properties has you covered. They have flexible spaces available in Columbia, Towson, Timonium, and Hunt Valley with awesome amenities designed to deliver a better workday. Learn more at smalloffice.com.
Weather Channel says cloudy, scattered showers today. High of 53. Chance of rain overnight continues. Tomorrow should be dry and clear up a little bit. Right now it is cloudy and 44 in Glen Burnie, 41 in Parkville, and at 8:24, Bill in Owings Mills.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Fine, sir.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello. Is Bill there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, we'll hold for him.
Okay. I thought maybe we had disconnected or something. I don't know what happened.
No.
I heard a ping and that was it.
Yeah.
Good morning. What I wanted to say was these people that keep crying about the, it sounds so familiar, you know, they lost it. It's like a little kid saying, pick up his toys and go home because he didn't get his way.
Mm-hmm.
I like what Chuck said. Back up, don't let the door hit you in the behind. And the second one about this, it's terrible about this electric company that wants to come through the property, but couldn't it possibly be related to years of apathy and indifference where so many people I've heard over the years say, well, I don't vote?
I think that's part of it. I also think it's part of people not knowing what they're voting for. We got a Travis just sent me an email this morning saying he's seen in the bucolic areas of northern Baltimore County, Carroll County, et cetera, stop MPRP signs next to Harris Walls signs.
Yeah.
So these are people that they don't know what they're voting
Cannot connect the dots.
Yeah. It's just,
and I tell you the truth, too. It just comes from the, how many people I've come across that complain, but yet they don't vote, and I've listened to them, and my eyes roll and move the other way. I don't want to see it happen, but
well,
what are you going to do? That's
in terrible. Some cases, but in other cases, Bill, this was a mandate. This was an electoral landslide, and this was a statement election for Trump and America First and MAGA, so hopefully that will just continue to grow. But listen, thanks for the call. Thanks for weighing in on that. The governor's chief legislative officer, Eric Luedtke, said that even in the absence of any new data centers in the state of Maryland, we would have to approximately double Maryland's electric grid to meet our clean energy goals. End of quote.
Wow.
Now, whose goals are they? Well, they're the Democrat parties. They're the progressive wing of the Democrat Party. And, again, they're the ones that shut down the coal-fired fossil fuel plants. They're the ones that want to get rid of the internal combustion engine. They're the ones that want to ban gasoline cars in Maryland by 2035. And so it is the Democrats who set these goals, and that's where the anger of the people should be directed. These other folks are just, they're playing the part.
Yep.
You know, the PSEG and the internet, what is it, the IPC? I can't remember the name of the people in charge of the electric grid. I can't remember the name of that acronym. In any event, last night, of course, at the MPRP, you had a bunch of folks get up there and ask their leaders to lead.
They're cramming it down our throats while they're shoving it up our tailpipes, and the only person that can help us is you, President Trump.
Now, you can draw your own conclusion about our governor, but my thing is, you know, the silence speaks volumes. I mean, is he being promised something? Is he getting something? I mean, he's not looking out for the people of this state.
And then I begin to wonder, these you're talking about taking people's properties, their lives, their estates. They've worked their entire lives. Stuff that's been passed down from generation to generation. They're not going to have anything because I don't even know what you get on the dollar anymore, but it certainly isn't full face value for your property. And one man said, we have rights under the Constitution.
There's a sign the gentleman's holding for me that says, no trespassing, private property protected by the Second Amendment. And we do have the right to bear arms to protect our property.
1,000 people in the Ag Center last night erupting in applause when this man says we have a Second Amendment right to bear arms if you trespass on our property.
Yeah. Wow. We may come to that.
You better do something more. You better do something instead of sitting, hiding under your desk.
Hey, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here, and right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing. This Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November, so shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements 80% off, up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Why wait? Massive savings are available to you on essential supplements at res-q.com, and they're available today.
8:30, time now for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Federal judge has again denied a request to modify the home detention sentence of former Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Attorneys were seeking permission for a curfew so Mosby could leave her home between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. and travel for a new job. In court Wednesday, the judge questioned the validity of the job requirements, adding that the U.S. Probation Office is currently unable to confirm that Mosby's position is either legitimate or lawful. In May, Mosby was sentenced to a year of home confinement, 100 hours of community service after being convicted of perjury and mortgage fraud. Baltimore jury has convicted a 19-year-old on charges related to a pair of shootings that left two dead and six wounded last year. Jabray Griffith was found guilty on two counts of first-degree murder, six counts of attempted first-degree murder and firearms offenses, and then was acquitted, though, of a conspiracy to commit murder. He shot six people, the 2800 block of Emmonson Avenue in March of 2023, killing one, and then the next day, he went out on York Road and shot some more, killed another man, and wounded yet another. He faces life in prison when he is sentenced in February. Federal grand jury has indicted two Maryland men for conspiracy to commit odometer tampering and three counts of securities fraud. 50-year-old Jerry Mathens of Laurel and 23-year-old Bray Sean Owens of Baltimore are accused of buying vehicles with high mileage, lowering the odometer reading on the titles, and rolling back the mileage on the vehicle. The vehicles were then sold to unsuspecting buyers who paid more than they would have had they known that it was a high mileage vehicle. 8:32 right now on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front. No managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it. We sell it. You profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
Pick 3 lottery 843. Pick 4 7966. And now at 833. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The backups on the Beltway locally still there. Parkville side, inner loop through Pikesville and down the west side. JFX has been good this morning. Hasn't been bad at all from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Still going to be looking at the heavy traffic trying to work its way through into both the harbor tunnels. And the last time I had a chance to take a look, it was still busy on 95 from Camden Yards out to the Beltway on the southwest side. There are delays on the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County that continue all the way around to the approach at the American Legion Bridge with slow traffic into Northern Virginia. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clouds this morning, rain heading our way by the afternoon, and temperatures still cool, 53. Tomorrow's dry will turn out partly cloudy, 56. Saturday, sunshine and warmer, 63 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. There's a tweet going around on X that you're not a Raven until you beat the Steelers. The tweet isn't new, but with so much on the line between these two teams on Sunday, it's gaining traction once again. Here's Arthur Millette on being on both sides of this rivalry.
If I just want to win Sunday, that would be my favorite memory. Then I'll be a Raven, because they said unless you beat Pittsburgh, you're not a Raven. So I'm not a Raven yet.
And then there's Derrick Henry, who's playing in his first Ravens-Steelers game on Sunday.
Yeah, I've heard it. I mean, it's something that they've had going here for a while.
And I guess I won't be a Raven until we get the W, so.
Injury update on this game. Isaiah Likely was back yesterday for Baltimore. Kyle Van Noy was a DNP, and Kyle Hamilton just worked on the side. For Pittsburgh, there were seven DNPs yesterday, including running back Najee Harris and defensive lineman Cam Hayward. Linebacker Alex Highsmith has already been ruled out. On Marcus Williams, according to Pro Football Focus, quarterbacks have posted a perfect passer rating, 158.3, when targeting Williams in coverage. His 247 yards allowed are already a career high. Mike Tyson summoned his best Joe Namath yesterday during Wednesday's press conference at Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Texas. Tyson was asked about the possibility of losing to Jake Paul in Friday's main event, and he quickly cut off the person asking the question.
I'm not gonna lose.
But you say that in the last minute of the second.
I am not going to lose. Did you hear what I said?
I think that's pretty clear. Jake Paul actually the favorite. Tyson is 58 and hasn't fought competitively in 19 years. He did fight Roy Jones back in 2020 in a boxing exhibition. Caps on the ice last night in D.C., and it was a rough one.
Leaf defenders. Ovechkin fires, stepping out on the angle. Lowell made the save. It's bounced ahead. Breakaway chance for Tavares. From the bad angle, he scores.
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. Leafs came back from a 3-1 deficit to beat the Caps in overtime last night, 4-3. And finally, college basketball. You know, it used to be 32 back in the day for the NCAA tournament, but that wasn't enough, so they went to 64. Then that wasn't enough, so it morphed to 68. Talking about the NCAA tournament, yesterday, President Charlie Baker said on the Dan Patrick Show that there's room to go to something like 72 or 76 in the near future. Keeps growing and growing. 8:37 is our time when we return the Friday football pick'em a day early.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
So Mike Tyson seems pretty confident about this bout coming up against Jake Paul.
He's channeling his inner George Foreman.
Exactly. He was 45 when he recaptured the title. We shall
see. I'll tell you, we'll see if Jake Paul can take a punch from a heavyweight.
We'll see if Mike Tyson can catch him.
An old heavyweight.
And, I know. Yeah. But I think one solid punch from Tyson will test the mettle of Jake Paul. These guys, their strength is... It's something else.
We may have to do a pick'em on this as well, Sean, Anyway. All right, so let's do the early one because, tonight is the game, one of the games that I want to talk about. So Commanders at Philly. Let's start with that one tonight, Sean.
The Redskins.
Oh, okay, sorry, yeah.
Have not beaten a good team yet.
That's correct.
So I think that string continues. I'm taking the Eagles at home.
Wow, that is interesting. Bruce, what about you?
Same here.
Philly?
Yeah Philly.
I'm going Philly, too. You know, the two big boy games that they played, Steelers and Ravens, they came up short, as you know. Yeah. How about Ravens and Steelers on Sunday?
Ravens.
I watched the Steelers shut down a dual-threat quarterback last week and their running game. I think it's going to be a long day for the Ravens. I'm taking the Steelers at home.
Well, guess what, Sean? I agree with you.
Wow.
Taking the Steelers against the Ravens.
That could be good for me or bad for you.
We don't know. Bengals at Chargers.
Chargers.
Oh, okay. You got that?
Yeah. Home team advantage. Chargers.
Both. I'm going to agree with you there. And then the big one. Chiefs, 9-0 at Bills, 8-2.
Bills.
I don't think the Chiefs are going to lose a regular season game this year.
Really?
And I'm taking the Chiefs. I've now placed the official Sean Casey jinx on them.
You have. I'm going with the Bills.
Thank you. About time.
There's going to be some movement in Pick'em this week.
All right. We shall see. Thanks.
Love it. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. It's 8:39. Michelle in Westminster, she was at the meeting last night. In fact, she was on Fox 45. We played some of her audio. Michelle, what was the tone and tenor like at that meeting last night?
Well, it was painfully obvious that this was just them going through the motions, and we're petitioning and fussing at the wrong people. They are being put out there to be the face of this, and it doesn't matter what we're doing here in front of them. It is only going to matter what we do in front of federal government. They're hiding behind FERC They're hiding behind the federal government. Somebody still in the state had to say, yes, give them the green light to move forward with this. But if you look at everywhere this power line is supposed to go, it's through the reddest parts of our state. So we're going to be another East Palestine, or we're going to be another Asheville, North Carolina. We are going to be trounced. We are going to be decimated, and they're not going to care on a state level. We have to go and bring it to a higher power, and the only one that's going to be able to stop it is President Trump.
Michelle, have they ever considered alternate routes? I mean, to me, that's one of the things. My understanding is they not even considered alternate routes or alternate technology, like burying the entire thing.
Well, the burying part of it, it has a problem. It's just similar to what they're experiencing with the wind turbines out in the ocean and the lines that are going and screwing up with the whales and forcing them to go absolutely insane. It's going to do the same thing to our cattle above ground. And it, not everything buried is a good thing. Senator Chris West has an alternative of reconductoring that they haven't even thought about, we'll discuss, look at, nothing. So that's what tells me that this is a done deal and we're spinning our wheels. Now, it's not a bad thing to show. We're not happy about this, but we need to focus, turn our focus to the federal level, because here we're being screwed. We're being sold out. We've been sold out.
That's clear. The Governor Moore is not. Governor Moore's not interested. He won't answer emails or questions, and so and it's clear. This is what drove this green new energy deal or agenda by the progressive Democrats in this state. And you might be right. The only relief could be, you know, if a Trump administration EPA finds the North American hooded weasel is endangered by this transmission line, that might hold it up for a little bit. But somebody's got to do something.
What about the fact that the human being is being endangered here.
Well, that's a great point.
Okay? That's the bottom line here. There are going to be way too many of our fellow Marylanders that are going to be devastated. Why aren't they put up as the first and foremost? Why can't we find the balance and harmony? Why can't we look at other alternatives instead of this is what we're going to do, you're going to like it, and
That's a good point. I know Kristen, our producer, has a question for you, Michelle.
Michelle, are you staying on in case you know an answer? Two suggestions. One, I know RFK Jr.'s organization, which is national, is aware of the situation, and they do a lot of work and file a lot of lawsuits on behalf of, like, children's health and things like this going in an area and the effects it has on people. So that's one thing, if someone could contact them. But two, I would think with all the environmental lawyers in the state, you'd think that they could find something, and how big this path is, you think they could find something like, I don't know, a variety of a grass or the endangered bog turtle or just something that...
Well, I would agree with you on that, Kristen, and don't you think that they would have come out by now and been screaming bloody murder? It only takes them a day or two whenever we want to do something.
My only concern is, does someone have to hire them?
Yeah.
And the problem is, we're just all kind of unorganized homeowners.
I think you're right. And both
there's no one
right.
to take charge to find somebody and hire them.
The current administration doesn't care at the federal level.
Right.
Because this whole green agenda. So I think Michelle's right in that. And to pick up on your point, the Trump administration may be more willing to hear this kind of complaint and put these kind of lawyers.
Right. January 20th. Can't
Michelle, we got to run. But listen, that's a great point. Thanks so much. Yeah. And thanks, Kristen, for bringing that up as well.
Thanks, Michelle. 843, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Right, so part of the problem with this backup on 95 at Camden Yards is finally found. I kept looking around. There was a wreck on the ramp from 95 South, the ramp that takes you to Caton Avenue, and that's in a construction area. So at one point, the entire ramp was blocked. Now they have the vehicles off into the painted out area, the gore area, as they like to call it, and traffic on that ramp is moving once again. So that will help out eventually the backup, which is coming down on 95 from 395 and passing Camden Yards. We can already see that the pace is a little better through there. But there are three police cars there with that wreck on the ramp southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it really is so true that when the left wants something, they will ignore the snail darter or the endangered species, as we saw with Kelo versus New London, and now we're seeing with the MPRP. But when they want to stop something, then they always find some kind of endangered species list or whatever the case may be. Weather chances, cloudy, scattered showers, and a high of 53 today, and right now 42 in cloudy in Middle River, 46 in Stevensville. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, a worker at a thrift store in Missouri discovered some World War II love letters in a donation bin. So she started putting them in a search engine, see if they could find the names to unravel the mystery of those who these people were. And she found... she found the couple. They lived a very happy life. They had since passed, but she was able to connect the two. Here is reporter Megan Duncan and the Salvation Army manager Tina Eifer talking about the letters.
This isn't such a bad place, and they treat you swell. And if there was any loving from you, I can definitely take it. Love always, Chester. From the very beginning, she was looking for a sewing machine. So throughout the whole thing, he was like, honey, you will find that sewing machine. But, so I just always crack up because she like spent the whole war looking for this perfect sewing machine. But that said, she was amazing because she also worked, and she was like, she was running things at home. We talked about how, you know, when I get back, we're going to open a business. We're going to do these things. And then when you look into their lives and you look at the pictures, like all of that came true.
Yeah. Just amazing. It's amazing people don't clear that stuff out before they donate it, but it does happen all the time. You wonder why Pete Hegseth is causing heads to explode and in the Uniparty and setting their hair on fire. Here he was on a recent podcast. He wasn't nominated, not named yet. He was asked what he would do. He was asked what was wrong with the military. Mm-hmm. Here was his response.
There's a chance to course correct it. But it would take the new Trump administration going after it really hard.
How would they correct it?
Well, first of all, you got to fire, you got to fire the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and you got to fire this. I mean, obviously, you're going to bring in a new Secretary of Defense, but any general that was involved, general, admiral, whatever that was involved in any of the DEI woke, it's got to go. Either you're in for war fighting, that and that's it, and that's the only litmus test we care about. You got to get DEI and CRT out of military academies so you're not training young officers to be baptized in this type of thinking. And then, you know, whatever the standards, whatever the combat standards were, say, in, I don't know, 1995, let's just make those the standards. And as far as recruiting, to hire the guy that, you know, did Top Gun Maverick and create some real ads that motivate people to want to serve. There's lots of other ways in which you could identify who gets promoted and what, but there's an ethos change. I mean, there's a reason people don't want to serve, because they don't trust that their senior leaders are going to have their best interest in mind in combat. I know there were mistakes made on our tours all over the place, but I at least, for the most part, had a sense that my senior leaders were committed to the completion of the mission for the right reasons. And maybe there were strategic differences and all that other stuff. And it wasn't always perfect. But that trust is broken. And you have to reestablish that trust by putting in no-nonsense warfighters in those positions who aren't going to cater to the socially correct garbage.
Secretary of Defense nominee Pete Hegseth. You got to fire all the woke generals.
Yep.
And that's the reason why their heads are exploding today in Washington. Dale's in Rosedale.
Good morning, Dale.
Good morning. Thank you for all the information you give us, folks. I want to talk about eminent domain. Okay, I went through eminent domain. No one knows what eminent domain is like unless you go through the process. I had a warehouse housing my masonry business in Fells Point. Baltimore City wanted my building to put up a parking garage. Baltimore City put me out of business. The initial contact from the city was, we don't have to give you a dime. No help from government officials, including Barbara Mikulski. They just would not talk to me or take my calls. I had getting a fair appraisal for the building, could not get a fair appraisal. I went before the Board of Estimates in Baltimore City to present my case. I was not allowed to talk. I was told it's a done deal. The power to be the powers to be just go through the motions. Michelle's right, but they don't care about you. That's the bottom line.
So, Dale, did you receive any compensation for them taking your building?
Oh, yes, I received compensation. Sure, I received compensation, but it was not a fair...
Right, so how much on the dollar do you estimate you got?
I feel like I should have got double what they gave.
Right. But what did they end up? Was it 10 cents, 20 cents, 30 cents on the dollar? What was it?
Oh, I don't know on the dollar. You mean as far as what the building's worth?
What it was worth, and you know, you don't have to give me the exact.
Yeah.
Just a ballpark figure.
Ballpark figure? I don't know. Maybe 50 cents on the dollar.
Okay. And that's the way it is everywhere.
Yeah.
You never get the proper value for your building, for your property. You're right. It should be 1.5 or 2 times the value. You either get half or less, and that is unconstitutional. Yep. It really is. Yep. We got to run, but Dale, thanks for telling your story. Appreciate that.
Had a friend whose dad actually owned a building on Light Street prior to the rebuild, and he got probably 10 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, it's horrific.
And finished his business.
850, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next 5 callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next 5 callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, hilarious email, and this is from Michael. You guys are an existential threat to radio. You guys are garbage. Hitler and Stalin would be proud of you. And another thing, leave Chuck alone, you bullies. Hey, by the way, how about lunch later? Well played, Michael.
Only if Chuck's buying.
Yes. 8-4, though.
Yeah, well.
Lunch is out of the question then. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, Mr. Moneybags himself, Chuck Whitaker.
Let me see if I still have any Bitcoin laying around anywhere.
Good, yeah.
Got to be something we can use, or some lubles or whatever. The Beltway continues with the slowing. Still busy. Hartford Road into Towson. Inner Loop at Green Spring. The west side, a little better now. It's not quite back to 795. And it's actually moving south of I-70. There was some slowing here on the Inner Loop coming up to I-70. And again, it's just sometimes we get a little backup right in there at the beginning of that construction area. But everybody's moving north of I-70 and up to Liberty Road. 95 south, after you come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, that's better now. The wreck that was at the ramp, Caton Avenue, is still there, but the ramp is back open. 895 is still slow. It's a little sluggish yet from around O'Donnell Street going south into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy today, scattered showers, high of 53. Right now, cloudy 46 in Annapolis. It is 41 in Reisterstown. Kim Klasick live coming up after the 9 o'clock news. Got all excited. I tuned, saw Kim's Facebook post come up on my phone, and I saw a picture of Matt Gaetz. And I go, oh, Matt Gaetz is going to be the guest today. And then all of a sudden it changed, and we're getting Giovanni Patterson, which is still good.
It is good. No.
It's still good.
No, it is good, and I wish I did have Matt Gaetz on. Who knows? Maybe one day we can have him on and talk about how he is breaking the internet and how everybody is extremely upset with the fact that he's been tapped to be the AG.
I'm not upset. That. I'm elated.
Yeah.
I'm ecstatic over it.
Yeah, we are going to discuss it for sure. But yeah, we're having Giovanni Patterson on because just yesterday, Baltimore City Public Schools did settle with Giovanni Patterson. And so I read some of that lawsuit. You know, I was hopeful that he would have got some money out of the deal, but that wasn't the case. It wasn't about financials. It was about basically having the Baltimore City Public Schools relay what they have been hiding all this time, especially when it comes to the students and their performance and what the administrators and teachers have been doing. So he's going to give us the details on that. And then also, did you know there was a reparations commission that was sworn in Baltimore City?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Who's funding it? And
yeah, you saw they have $13 million at their disposal.
Really?
$13 million.
Are those tax dollars or is it ARPA dollars? Well, they're all the same.
So, yeah, it's all the same, but he didn't specify. I went through Mayor Brandon Scott's release on that, and Afro News does have the article, so we're going to get into
it. So this is reparations for all the victims of Baltimore crime? Is that what?
But the victim of those that were discriminated against when it comes to cannabis.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to compensate the victims of cannabis, but not the people who were gunned down in the streets of Baltimore.
No, we don't have that, Sean. Right. That would seem like the
wishful
right thing
thinking.
To do.
Yeah,
exactly. So we're going to get into that, too, because some of the people on this commission, as soon as I saw their names, I'm like, wait a minute, I know exactly who that is. And so it's the same players that they've been recycling time and time again, and some of them are with other organizations that have received tax dollars from the city previously, and yet we have no results of the things that they said they were working on before. So we're going to talk about some of those individuals even on the commission.
Is there any truth to the rumor that the way they came up with that settlement money was to hand everybody gummies? Just wondering.
I don't know.
And a bag of Doritos.
Yeah.
Kim Klasick live coming up next right after 9 o'clock. Now, if you have a family member, co-worker, colleague, friend, whatever, who is triggered by the election of Donald Trump. I mean, they just are beside themselves. Yeah, they're depressed. They're sad. They've been going on crying jags, sobbing on TikTok, all the above. We have an answer. We never let it be said that we don't look for solutions on this program.
Yeah.
And here is our solution for that.
Are you distraught after the recent presidential election? Here at Don't Cry Cryo, we understand your pain, and we're here to help. Our expert team of cryogenic care providers can cryogenically freeze you until the Trump presidency has ended. No more crying, no more anxiety attacks, just blissful sleep until Trump is gone. When you awaken from your slumber, we'll even have a party ready and waiting for you. It will be like his presidency never even happened. It was all just a bad dream. As an added bonus, you can choose the Vance add-on package. We'll extend your sleep for an additional 4 years at a 50% discount in the event J.D. Vance wins the next presidential election. Everything will be okay. We're here to take care of you in your time of need.
Yeah.
So remember, don't cry, cryo.
That's great. That's tremendous. I'm glad that we were thinking, we're innovative here. We're always looking for solutions to the problems that people on the left face. Now, give ourselves a pat on the back. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you should know you're not alone. Let me ask you this, though. If you were to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, listen to me. Every time I spend time with Vinny Steele, I realize this man is always looking for new technology he can apply to the real estate business, and that is why he is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent that I would trust to sell my home. The innovations he comes up with are just tremendous. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Again, Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed. guaranteed realty.
Imagine if the entire cast of The View cryogenically went to sleep for an extended period of time.
Well, I do worry about Joy Behar. Like, how does that cryogenic stuff work with like Botox?
Be a complicating factor. All right, stay tuned for Kim Klasick coming up live. We're back tomorrow at 6 a.m. here on WCBM Bolton.